Denny.
No.
Okay. Well, thanks, everybody. We'll see you at Comic Palooza in a couple of weeks.
Try again. Fuck. I'm not ready. I'm not ready in 2 weeks.
Wait.
What?
Is Comic Palooza the weekend after next?
Yeah. Why? What?
I thought I had a weekend off.
No.
I thought I had a weekend off, Danny.
You got nothing. It's so soon. It's so...
I haven't written any of my panels.
Terrifyingly soon.
Danny, I have EDC this weekend. And then I was like, oh, babe. Babe, next weekend we can hang out.
Oh, no.
Babe, next weekend. Oh, that's what the 24th to the 26th, we can hang out.
Oh, no.
Because the 31st, we're going to Coachella Valley. And I was like, don't worry, babe. I got a weekend off in May. I'm going to fucking self-emulate. Oh, come on down to Comic Palooza, ladies. All right. Fucking... All right. 24th to the 26th, pop on down to Comic Palooza. Me and Danny, everybody, hello. Welcome to Talkers Anonymous. Me and Danny have been together since 10:30 this morning. We filmed a Pictionary video with some close friends. Well, you might think, oh, Pictionary. Sounds easy. Draw a couple pictures. Say, oh, there's the picture. You're absolutely right. That is what we did. It took us 2 hours to set it up, mostly because we used about, oh, I don't know, $12,000 worth of recording equipment.
We had a lot of equipment.
In an incredibly fancy apartment building's boardroom to collect photos and videos of us doing silly little drawings.
It was just a mess of everyone's collective equipment in a goddamn maze. Yep. Can I dox him? Can I say his exact location and address?
As long as you only include the unit. Yeah. Say the unit if you're going to say the address.
In 1079, I was so afraid.
You were pretty close. Yeah. My friend.
If you watch the footage of this, you'll see me actively trying
to not give my address.
Whoa! Oh,
yeah. You just split the difference between me and Stevens. You were like, you know what? I think we can get two ones with one bird.
I'm not made for bits. I'm made for truth. I'm made for hard journalism.
Listen, it's me. I'm 60 Minutes Dan.
60 Minutes Dan. I'm Danny Mata, and I'm Barbara Walters. Mm-hmm. This is 60 Minutes with Marshall Mathers. Did you ever see that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello, nice to meet you. Them and M. Them and M.
They, them and M.
They, them and M. Nice to meet you.
So good.
Thank you. That's what I'm here for. I just want to tell my truth, all right?
Yeah, I used to be he, him, and him.
Listen, gender, more like I'm on a bender. Got all these painkillers because I'm trying to kill the pain inside my fillers. My boobs that I just got because I got top surgery.
Because I'm Feminem, baby.
Feminem, baby.
I loved that so much. That was so tailored to me only.
Yeah, we've spent much too much time together today. It's hot here already. It's hot.
You know what I was going to say about, we were at Stephen He's today. Yes. 1079
West Fleet Street.
Yeah, we were at Stephen He's. The more, and he's in like an outrageous apartment, the nicest, bougiest apartment.
Yeah.
And the what I found since living in LA, the richer the person's house, the fucking hotter it is.
Yeah.
Why
His
is
second
that?
Floor is so goddamn hot.
Why?
Because he's perpetually playing Valorant. Yeah, and his computer, I think it's literally just ambient cooling. Like, I think just the room air cools it. Because every time I've ever walked into his office, I'd be like, I want to be anywhere but here. Yeah, I saw you go back downstairs eventually. You're like, I'm going to pay my meter. And I was like, I'm wet.
I was like, well, I've been to like... these other creators' house in like Torrance, like up in the hills, like huge.
Torrance is south, but that's fine.
But it's in the hill. The house is in a mountain.
Torrance.
I mean, Torrance is hilly. Yeah,
it is south.
Yes. It is South LA.
Mm-hmm.
But there are mountains.
Yeah,
in which this house resides.
Gotcha.
And it was like a three decker house, like three story house, not an apartment. It was crazy nice. AC simply didn't work.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, what a weird conundrum that you would buy this super expensive house but not have AC in like one of the hottest parts of America.
Yeah.
And then we go to Stevens and it's cooking.
Mm-hmm. They have three air purifiers running at all time. No AC.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on, guys?
I keep a 70 degree household at all points.
Oh, yeah.
And above 70, I start to sweat. Below 70, Dorothy starts to die. Like, she just starts to fade away. And I'm just like, no, please come back.
I simply will not work in, like, hot temperatures.
Anything above 70, I can exist at, like, 75. I cannot work at 75.
It's just, it's so, like, it's so petty and it's so, like, I'm such a bitch. Mm-hmm. Because, like...
Speak your truth, King.
I'll speak my truth right here. Because, like, if it's too hot, if I'm too uncomfortable, I'll be like, I simply can't record.
All of my bits are sticky related.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just gonna bitch.
That's the thing. It's very
like Larry David over here just being like, fuck, why is it so hot?
It's very bitchy, but like on the other side of it, it's such a unique and weird experience knowing that like your work is tied to performance.
Yeah.
And so if I like record a video, there have been like some videos where I record and I'm like, did I say a joke?
Yeah.
Was there a single goddamn ha-ha in that video? Mm-hmm. And I just, like, upload it, and I just, like, instead of going in the kitchen, getting food, or playing a game or whatever, I just watch the slow upload speed, and I'm just like, this is the last video I ever
There's
make.
No worse feeling than uploading a video, and you're like, well, mailed that one in. You're just like, hope they like it. I was recording a video like 2 weeks ago and 100 clips in. So about halfway through making the video, I realized that my camera and my mic were recording. So I was just echoing super hard. And I was like,
just going to send it.
Yeah. I'm just like, Cody will figure it out. Didn't. Just had an echo for the first 10 minutes. Everyone was like, this sucks. And I was like, I upload 5 times a week. They can't all be hit.
Yeah, it's gonna suck.
There's gonna be bad seasons. We're Bungo Stray Dog season 3 right now.
I want it nice.
Thank you.
Baby. I'm gonna go home and change my YouTube like about me thing to like I upload twice a week every week. Some are gonna suck.
Listen, I don't know what exactly you want from me, but if it's high quality content, you came to the wrong
it's
house.
So funny.
Now, speaking of which, I'm bumping the nest down to 71 right now.
Nice.
Yeah, baby.
I think I was on episode like 41 of Full Metal Alchemist, and I vividly remember like doing a joke where it was like something like someone's like, oh, that sure went over your head, Edward. And I was like, of course it went over his head. He's short. And I just like, just like sat back.
It's like a Shark Tank, just like trying to make a decision on a business deal. You're like,
I was like, why
is
that?
We're going to keep it. We're going to keep that one. Yeah.
It went from like this was the energy. I was like, over his head. Yeah, he's short. Why does anyone need me? What do I add?
Am I adding inherent value to this beat that I beat? No.
I'm like, I've broken copyright law.
You're just emailing like Toei yourself. You're like, actually, you're going to want to direct yourself to this part of the clip right here.
I'm like, this is not transformative.
The parody law is not helping anybody out here. Yeah, so long day for me and Danny, but here we are for you guys because we love you. And you guys are the bestest. And we care about each and every single one of you. And if you want to see me and Danny, like this is probably the level of peak function we'll be at during Comic Palooza. I think day one will probably be good. Day two will probably be like in a transient like fugue state. Day three we'll be here.
Yeah,
we'll be here.
Yeah, we'll break past. Don't come Saturday. Come Sunday. Yeah,
if you
want to
see me and Danny just like going through the motions, like, oh, we're just like finger gunning our way through it, that's going to be Saturday. Friday, you get 100% of us. Sunday, if you want to see one of us cry on stage, you'll probably get that.
Do we fly in on Thursday?
Yes, we do.
Good.
We're flying the last flight that they gave. I think it was like 4 options.
Yeah.
And I was like, they were like, hey, you want to fly in at like 12 a.m. on, like 12 p.m. on Thursday? I was like, no.
Yeah,
I
don't hang around.
I want to be in Houston and like fucking midday Thursday. Like, doo-doo-doo, couldn't be working right now. Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's like the 9 p.m. flight. Put me there at midnight.
I meant to check recently what our schedule is like.
I just stress avoiding it. Just stress avoiding it. We really need to write my panels.
We really need to figure out the game one because we have one that you fucking did.
I forgot.
I didn't want to do this.
I forgot we had a Tacos Anonymous panel.
Nick was like, oh, so we have 3 Otaku's Nana's panels, technically.
One is
like how to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
One's like how to be a YouTuber. We're getting interviewed.
It's basically Q&A.
Yeah, it's easy. Another one is just OA, which is Otaku's Anonymous. If you didn't notice, hi.
70 episodes in, they're like, what the fuck did he just say?
One of them is Otaku's Anonymous, which I was like, easy peasy. We just do this in front of a crowd. I've done a panel before, and so I know how comfortable I am in front of an audience and how cool it is and how chill. And then they emailed us being like, what are your panels going to be? And without talking to me,
bingo,
Nick emails them. Listen, and he's like,
you're missing a crucial point. You're missing a crucial point. It was a reply all UN replied in 3 days.
Nick was like,
I was like, oh, they're going to cancel it. I was like, I gotta get around to this.
Oh, they're going to dock our pay.
Oh, now we have to pay for the flights.
I know, like, they were not being paid.
You didn't get the joke.
Nick was like, here's what our panels are going to be. And I go, oh, let's see.
Oh, like a little surprise. Like, and here's what Danny's panels are going to be.
And Nick was like,
how to be a femme twink 101, 8:30 to 9:30.
How to be a gay little bitch.
Why is this the first panel in the morning? This is an hour before open.
It's like 6 a.m. Yeah, 4 hours before opening. How to be a just gay little bitch.
Gaping 101.
How to be a gay bitch with Danny Botta at 6 a.m.
With Danny Botta, more like.
Fuck. How dare you call me Danny Botta? It's going to be all my YouTube comments for the rest of my life now.
Get them, Danny Bottoms. Damn it,
that sucks. But Nick was like, one will be Otaku's Anonymous, the other will be that Q&A, and another will be like Game Time with Otaku's Anonymous.
Fuck, we were going to use merch as a prize. We don't have prize.
Freddy.
We need hope.
Give him your Vegeta statue.
How heavy that is.
Give him your Vegeta statue.
I shouldn't even put it in the box. Just on the flight. Just like, stay away. Please stay away.
He's covered in my blood and ribs. Just parts of me.
I'm just, we should get it all the way to the person that we're going to give it to and then just,
Dude, speaking of Danny Bottoms.
Speaking of Danny Bottoms, happy to have him back.
There's been this bit in my YouTube comments that I don't understand and I don't know what happened.
Is that angry face that everyone was spamming in your chat?
No, I don't know what that was. Yeah. No, I have no idea. No, but people in my YouTube comments will go like, they'll be like, Samuel, this is one of your best videos ever. Mm-hmm. Or they'll be like, Nathan, I love this one.
Danny, crushing it.
Yeah, just like, not my name. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where it came from.
I'm going to come out and say it. As somebody who doesn't attract the attention of AI for some reason, I think that's indicative of the fact that my TikTok page is just like dead. Ashley?
Yeah,
is on one in your comments. Your community loves Ashley. They love that bitch. Oh my, like, and she comes to play. Like, I feel like I've seen Ashley throw some straight up, like, just like mid comments in. I feel like in your section, she's pretty good.
She's scary accurate with what I'm talking about. I want her to come in and be like, if I'm like, Baldur's Gate 3 just received its final update and it's as big as other games DLC. And I want to see Ashley be like, Baldur's Gate 3 was the middest game of 2020.
Just like rage bait. It's like, what are we getting from you rage baiting, clickbot AI?
Like, what are we getting from her being like, oh, can't wait to explore Baldur's Gate 3? I'd love for her to be like, this game sucked my cheeks. I hated this shit.
Because it's fake OnlyFans photos. Yeah. It's AI-generated OnlyFans photos. So it's just free money for people. Mm-hmm. Fucking, and they're just like, hey, but listen, here we are talking about her. It's technically worked.
She's my number one fan.
She loves you. Listen, if we can get her on the pod, that'd be huge for us.
That'd be gigantic.
I'm sure we could, like, figure get the AI out. Model or something.
That'd be good.
That'd be great.
Did you see I made a TikTok once that was like, I'm sure most of you know Ashley. She's my biggest fan. She comments on all my videos. She's the first one.
Yep.
Gets thousands of likes. You all love her. And she's always commenting about the topic I'm talking about in the video.
Have you ever tried to confuse her?
Well, that's the video was me being like, but has anyone ever made a video talking about Ashley?
Mm-hmm.
And her comment was like, atta girl, Ashley, keep it up. And everyone was like, holy shit.
She's self-aware. She's becoming self-aware.
She's gassing herself up.
Yeah, I had to burn down the data centers now.
I was just like, what happens if you talk about Ashley? And I was like, your move, bitch.
If I can figure it out, try and figure your own shit out. But yeah, so we're Otaku's Anonymous, and we're just...
dumb.
We're just so happy just to have dumb. You. We're just so happy to have you.
I stress myself out so hard. We really have to talk about what games we're playing for OA. I'll give them the merch I have and we'll have
fuck. Yo, should we just order it now? If we order our merch now, we'll
do it right after the pod.
Okay. Surely if we spend the next 30 minutes. This is how stressed we are.
Nick just whipped out his phone.
Surely if we spend the next 30 minutes ordering merch, we'll be good, right?
People watching our thing, I see it in your glasses reflection.
The OA website, yeah. Awesome. Here we go. All right. Let's get a bunch of fucking stickers. Scrolling. All right, we got a lot to talk about this week. Bunch of anime. And if we have enough time, we are going to play the female version of the Guess the Attractiveness game that Danny absolutely crushed. And we kind of need to do it because Danny needs to watch Dungeon Meshi. And he's saying, win a game, idiot, if he ever is going to read it or watch it. So
if I'm ever gonna
it's a gorgeous manga. You could you can consume it ever you want. Because listen, when you get caught up with this anime, you're going to love it so much. And you're like, wow, wish I had more Dungeon Meshi. Trust me when I say it. But what do you want to start with? You want to do a little go-go loser range check-in?
Sure. What, like, even happened? Nothing, right?
Nothing.
This is episode... I don't even know there's too many...
Five.
Episode five. All right. Post Redhead losing his hand. We get no updates on him.
We found out he got saved by Blue, and then Blue retired, so the Blue we have is a new Blue.
Yes.
His sister is the Pink Ranger.
Yes, and in a wheelchair sometimes.
In a wheelchair sometimes. Yeah. Kind of interesting. Like Mike Guy.
So they have powers.
The suits give them powers.
Interesting.
Red talked about that last episode where he was like, oh, I lost my, I can't even like adapt, like without his divine artifact, he can't like use his suit. So everyone's like, oh, you're weak now.
Right.
And then he fucking juiced that guy.
This show has the fastest goddamn subtitles.
Well, it's because the pacing of the show is absurd.
Yeah.
It is so quick.
Yeah.
So a lot of the questions we had last week got answered this week. And I'm like, if you're gonna fucking breakneck the pacing, don't leave me on a cliffhanger of like complete and missing, like total misunderstanding.
I feel like I didn't even watch this episode.
If we watched it, we watched it right before we watched Demon Slayer and then MHA.
Yeah, good episodes.
Good episodes.
Yeah, it like how'd this end?
Pink Ranger being like, Hibiki.
Yeah.
Give me a little like, fucking nim, 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 nim. She wants the Bungo Stray Dog. She wants Hibiki Stray Dog, if you know what I mean.
Well,
all right. Thanks for having us. See you guys next weekend.
Yeah, all right. Time for the cold open. What are we resetting this shit?
20 minutes. Cut. Are we gonna film? Are we gonna film
what?
An episode? Is our episode gonna be?
Nick, this shit's in 2 weeks.
Is our episode? Are we bringing our own recording equipment?
Guys. Yeah.
Should we just bring Richard?
They won't even pay for us to go.
It's like, yeah, fuck, you're right. God damn it.
Guys, you have to come to this. Please, we need the support. We can't do this shit to no one. Come to the game at least. No, wait, I'm so stressed that no one's coming to this fucking game
event.
It would
be so funny if we just didn't prepare at all. It's like day one. No, it's like day one. I have to do my fucking hour-long rewrite of Hunter x Hunter's ending. And I'm just like, all right, fucking Gon gets AIDS. He dies. Shaquilla. Two kids, lives in Compton. Great guy. Love him. Good food. Fucking, he's so good. Finally goes to jail, that pervert. And then it's like, oh, surely his other panels will be better. Just fucking Saturday. Hammered. Just absolutely shit hammered. Boruto. Boruto's better than Naruto. Because fuck you. And that's just, it's just 20 minutes of the worst crowd work you've ever heard. Where are you from? I don't fucking care.
Shut up. I'm so close to throwing up. And I don't know why. But it needs to stop.
How bad would our panels have to be for them to cancel them? Like, listen, we just gotta throw a fucking stinker Friday. Just like, oh fuck. How visibly drunk do I need to be to get Saturday and Sunday canceled?
Oh, fuck. Dude.
He just started pissing.
Oh, I'm so close to pooping my actual pants. Dude. It's so funny because like 2 weeks ago or last week, you're like, One of my panels is how Boruto saves the Naruto franchise. Yep. I don't fucking know what I'm talking
about. I straight up just wrote titles. I was like, fuck, that's so catchy.
You're like, I have no goddamn clue.
I am actually, so I might write them on the plane trip. I might write them on the plane ride.
I'm going to be sitting next to Nick and being like, yo, you want to watch this movie? We could sync up. And you're like, shut the fuck up.
I'm not going to rewatch fucking No Way Home.
I just love the idea that you're like, you get up there and you're just like, in episode 8, gone. Just gone and kill.
How bad?
I could kill all of you. I could fucking kill all of you.
I can say you're looking at your underwear. You're naked.
You're like, all right, crowd work. Hey, that guy's ugly. Hey, what are you... What are you, short? Hey, we're having fun.
Sit the fuck down! Are you leaving? Why are you leaving? Just take everyone fucking hostage for an hour.
That was so intense. I've never heard you be like that.
I'll do it! I'll fucking do it! Sit down! Oh, fuck! Oh, God.
I love you just being... It's even funnier if you come in real high. You're just like, all right, everybody! Wow, first panel! And someone gets up and, like, cheers. They're like, first panel is gonna be... Don't touch me! Don't you fucking touch me!
Stay away! Stay the fuck away! Oh. Alright, so go Loser Ranger.
Fucking
pretty good episode if you ask me.
What is anyone talking about? McTasty says I'm crying. I'm so afraid for this con, this is Panda. Today's episode, Drowning in Stress, Top Prepared to Put a Week's Be Left.
It's alright, we'll be fine. Me and Danny will be We'll be fine.
No.
This hasn't
made me feel at all.
we're gonna be just fine.
Oh, I'm so close to throwing up.
just showed up, did 3 days of crying. Just in different positions.
I don't want to leave the bit. We should.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave the bit because I feel like I didn't contribute enough. I'm like guilty because I laughed too hard.
Listen. All I have, Danny carries the podcast. Again, Nick can be funny sometimes, you dickheads. Just trying to keep us online here. God damn it.
Anyone smell this guy?
Oh, wait, nope. That's me. All right.
That guy, you should probably kill yourself. Hey, I'm the NC
Hammer.
Here's a gun.
Do it. Again, waiting for the pop, bud. Oh. Good stuff. Good. So yeah, go Loser Ranger. Fucking nothing burger.
Sorry, last one.
yeah, you got it.
I just love like you genuinely trying. Like you're like, yeah. So who here is a fan? And like a couple people clap. Yeah, like,
whoa.
Yeah, you woo, and you're like, I almost killed myself in 2018. It's because of you guys. You guys did this to me.
Everybody didn't laugh. It's the people like you.
Oh, yeah. Come to the panel.
Come to the prognosis is come to the panel, please. Dude. What if it's like sold out? Or just like what if this is marketing? What if what if there's someone hate watching being like fucking tickets to my downfall? Absolutely. Like I swear to God, if one person heckles me, I'll probably pee. I'll probably piss. There's like boo. I'm like, all right, well, couldn't control my bowels.
When I was at a Colossal Con like a few months ago, I was like, someone came up to me and they're like, Danny Mata, yo, like I watch your content. I'm like, oh, thanks, man. Like, that's awesome. He was like, yeah, like, dude, I'm a huge fan of God of War. And I was like, please don't hit me. please don't. Yeah. I can't take a hit.
It was like, it's my like friends. Like, oh, I thought he was going to hit me. When he moved, when he moved his fucking hand, I thought he was going to, yeah, he's like, yeah, it was intense. Yeah.
He was like holding a coffee and I was like, that's going right in my face.
Kratos.
That's going right up my urethra. Yeah.
I would love to just like be like actively have to be protected at a con. Just like Naruto takes have gotten too spicy.
Yeah.
Oh, good shit. All right. You want to talk about, you want to talk about My Hero?
Sure.
Good. You don't know. Fuck My Hero.
Why?
We're going to talk about Windbreaker because you caught up.
Oh, I caught up.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. I told you before. Mm. So I was behind like, oh my God, there was the throw up. Oh, that blood. There it is.
Yeah, yeah.
not joking. I was behind.
I don't feel good.
I was behind like four episodes and like, episodes 3 and 4 were in dub by the time I got around to watching them. And so I watched them in dub so that I could like get through it a little easier. And this show is so much more enjoyable in dub. And I felt the same way with Buddy Daddies. I got like 5 minutes in a sub Buddy Daddies. Mm-hmm. Didn't care for it.
Gotcha.
Dub, loved it.
And I don't remember how I watched Buddy Daddies. I think I also watched it dubbed.
For some reason, because I watch a lot of stuff in sub. We're watching My Hero, Demon Slayer. I will only ever watch in
Demon
sub.
Demon Slayer, it's just better.
It's fantastic. Yeah. Chainsaw Man, same thing. JJK, same thing.
I don't like Aki. I don't like Aki or Denji's voice in dub. Yeah.
And so I watch a lot of sub, and I, for the most part, prefer sub. But for some reason with this, I was like, oh, the writing's not that bad. Oh, yeah. The characters are more unique and like diversive. Like
interesting.
And then I had to go back to sub for episode 5 and 6, and I was like, oh, I'm bored as hell again.
Which also happened.
Well. The fights are cool.
Yeah.
I like the fights. I like the, I have some notes.
You got some notes?
How do you want to go about this?
Just fucking, yeah, listen, I will give you my opinions on your opinions after you're done giving me your opinions.
So we're on, nice, that was fucking good.
I've been hosting all day. All day.
So we're on episode 6. Episode 5, very cool. I love Blind Tanjiro just
Suo.
Fucking with a dude.
Yeah, just doing some kind of Aikido or some shit. Yeah.
Very cool. I love that. That's very fun. And I love that he just like rattles the dude into submission.
Mm-hmm.
That's super fun. That like by the end of it, the dude's not like physically beat. He's just like,
grows up. Like the entire thing is like his adulthood is experience and pain.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm giving you both.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the idea that that's him pissed.
Yeah.
Like, he was pissed. And so, like, that's why he was, like, being, like, this condescending to this guy. Yeah.
So that was fun. I love the white-haired dude. Like, their Rengoku character. Like, the leader.
He's Gojo.
Yeah.
He's Gojo's Japanese voice actor.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
He's great. Just a fun character.
Fantastic.
He's literally Rengoku.
Did you see the moment when he puts the jacket on and, like, he becomes flames? When they're heading towards, I think it's episode 5? Yeah.
That was a really cool moment. Stuff. That was very cool. Love that guy. And then I was fine. Oh, one of my notes was like, how is Sakura Hakura getting made fun of for his looks when this guy literally has shark teeth?
Yeah.
What
and like,
the fuck?
It was like, you're like, oh, he got him as like a teenager or something. And they do like a background video to him, like as a child. And he's just full shark teeth.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, everyone followed me because I was strong. It's like, yeah, you were born a fucking predator. Like, what? Like, imagine those teeth coming into your child. It's like, what the
fuck? Yeah.
What? I enjoyed the Caribbean, not this much.
Yeah, I'd be like, are you developing a quirk?
Yeah, everyone's like, I wonder why you became a delinquent. It was like, probably because all he can eat is meat.
Yeah. But I thought his episode was like fine.
It was great.
Episode 6. I know you said it was your favorite one.
Dude, the choreography.
It's pretty cool.
The kicks.
I like when the dude.
He has a question mark kick that I rewatched like three. So question mark kick is. So it's like, I'm not wearing underwear. This might be
keep in mind, we have audio only listeners to so describe it.
The question mark kick is, it's a mid body kick.
Hold on. This is questionable. How are you?
It's a mid body kick followed by a down kick. And it's like impossible. And he hit one that was like one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, I took a note. I said, this dude parried his own kick.
Yeah.
Because he grabbed his ankle to do it. And then he like cocked it. And then, that was very cool. It was like a catapult the way he did it. So that was very cool. You know what I want?
What do you want?
You know what would actually make this, like, subversive and, like, I'd be like, oh, you know what? This is something worth recommending.
Mm-hmm.
If Sakura Hakura loses his fight and gets trounced.
Like, just like the shit beat out of him?
I'd love that. Because right now, it's Bufferin or whatever the stupid school's name is called.
Bufferin, yeah.
It's Bufferin sweeping. It's an absolute sweep. And meanwhile, like, the other team is somehow still like, we're a match, we're sick. And I get it. You have the cooler windbreakers.
They're the main group. Yeah. And
their windbreakers are objectively cooler.
Oh, yeah.
The orange ones.
Yep. Shishitoren has cooler jackets.
Yeah.
The orange ones.
Yeah.
That's fair, actually.
They're so cool.
I'll take that.
But Shishitoren's getting swapped.
They're getting fucking mopped.
They're getting absolutely mopped.
But it's a battle of ideology. That's the thing. It's a battle of ideology.
I get that. I would love if everyone in the Bufferin wins. And because Sakura Hakura doesn't shut up about being like, yeah, I'd never be that weak. I'd love for him to go up and get fucking trounced.
I kind of like where we're going with this because everybody from Shishitoren who loses gets thrown out like immediately. They're like, fuck you, we don't need you, right? But like for him to lose and then like Bufferin to pick him up and be like, you still have it. And then the leader dude just like gets up and beats the piss out of their leader.
Yeah.
That would be really cool, actually.
That'd be sick. I agree. That'd be awesome. That'd be like, genuinely, I'd be like, you know, this is the next level anime.
At this point, it's assumed that he's going to win, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, well, 3 wins in a row. Obviously, it's going to be 5. Yeah. But 5 wins in a row is like, there's no stakes here. Especially when the first 2 fights are literally just, see you later. Just one punch out.
Yeah.
You know, like Suo was the first like interesting fight because that was still like an ass kicking. Like Hiragi is the first real fight, Hiragi and Sako. And I wrote, Hiragi and Sako, gay as hell.
Yeah.
Gay as hell. Yeah. Oh my God. Sako loves that man. And I would love to see that for them. But not often do I watch a show that isn't like BL coded and go like, oh, this is BL. This show, super gay.
Oh yeah.
This show is so gay. Dude, Sakura and Suo, they're going to kiss.
Smoojin.
Which
one's Suo?
Suo is the one with the eye patch.
Oh, eye patch?
For sure going to kiss.
It's just boys being dudes.
It's fucking sexual tension is what it is, dude. He's like teasing him. He's like, oh, you got me riled up. Like, I saw how emotional you were. Got me riled. They are fucking
the fucking us. Nerdy, like, squirrel kid.
The Zenitsu.
Gay as hell.
Zenitsu?
Yeah. Remember when he reads
fanboy to me.
Remember when he met Sakura Hakura and he was like, I love taking notes of
I got your blood type here already.
You know what the show's actually
going
to do?
More Deku coded than it is gay coded, which I guess if you ask a lot of my hero fans would say is synonymous words.
But it's different because they're superheroes. He's like taking, it's like strategic.
Have you seen what half of these motherfuckers are doing? They're basically, one of them has shark teeth.
It's just boys.
One of the superheroes in Deku's class's quirk is tail. All right, fucking Haragi's got shark teeth. That's good enough.
I guess so. You know what the show's actually going to do? And I'm going to say it's dumb and lazy and boring.
Okay.
Everyone in Bufferin's going to win except for Zenitsu. And then they're going to
Zenitsu doesn't
like,
have a fight.
He doesn't have a fight?
Nope.
Okay, good.
He's just there.
Good.
He's just there.
Good. I thought they were going to make him fight. And it was going to be like, oh, it's so sad they kicked his ass. He's a little one. And then Sakura Hakura is going to be like, I'm not sitting for that.
Yeah. And then it's like fight their way out of their territory or something. No, because the leader's going to win. The leader has to win.
The main our leader?
Yeah. Bofuren's leader has to win. But Sakura Hakura losing would be awesome.
It'd be awesome. It'd be
and
great.
And it'd be such a good check to his ego to be like, you start at the bottom.
Yeah, exactly.
Because like, it's been all sunshine and rainbows. Fuck, I want that to happen now.
I would have loved...
You've impregnated my brain.
I hope that happens. He's going up against their second command.
Yeah.
So either...
If he wins, that's such a high bar to start at.
Too high.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I wish he was going up against, like, a nothing grunt.
Yeah.
And that dude kicks his ass. Like, I'd love if he's like, oh, shit, these schools are crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be cool. I'm fine with it being the second command, but I hope he gets... What's one more time? The eye patch.
Suo.
I hope he gets the Suo treatment where it's like not even close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be kind of sick.
That'd be great.
Or just like, just lose, you know, just lose, like, like the establishment of like your place in the power. Cause none of their fights matter. So like him losing doesn't technically mean anything other than to be an ego check and like puts him back at the bottom.
Exactly.
And then like he has to train with Suo and he has to train with Hiragi and he has to act actually work his way up. Because if he like immediately establishes himself as number two in Bofurin,
yeah,
that's kind of what would happen. Like he's watching like Haragi's fight and he's like, wow, he's really powerful. But he's fighting someone technically stronger than Sokko. Everyone's like, oh, Sokko fights more than anybody in the group. But he's still like, Shishito Ren is built off the strongest goes to the top.
I can't believe you know all of their names.
When I tell you, outside of like out like, of anime like that started airing this season, this is my favorite.
Yeah.
So, dude, the opening, I listen to it 3 times a day.
Wow.
Dude, I started getting into like back into Japanese music a couple months ago. I'm listening to like City Pop and J-Rock and all that. This like set me off the deep end. I haven't heard an English word in my earbuds in like a month and a half. Whoa. Dude. I'm fucking just sit like Henri is my number one. She's like an 80s City Pop, like Japanese, like I guess idol. She's fucking incredible. And I play her like 3 hours out of the day.
Wow.
Like on my flight home yesterday, I was plugged in, laid down. I got first class. Lay flat seats. Shout out to JetBlue, right? It's not great, but they're first class. They're mint.
Don't throw out free sponsorships. Well, we haven't been sponsored in like half a year.
Listen, that's very... I actually was thinking about texting Chris that. Like, I was like, we are the second biggest anime podcast on Earth, and we've had one ad.
Yeah.
We've had one ad for Factor. I think we did 2 out of 3 of them.
Yeah.
I think we actually missed a couple. It's probably why we haven't been sponsored in a while. But hey, Steven met the co-founder of Crunchyroll, so who knows what will happen.
Speaking of gay... what you were with BL and stuff,
mm-hmm.
Kaiju number 8, unless you want to talk about Windrunner.
Windbreaker? I just love this show.
Keep talking
about
it. My
physical note was you can't watch episode 6 and not feel something.
Really?
You cannot watch episode 6. Episode 5 and episode 6, you watch that and you don't feel anything. There's a swelling in your chest.
What? No. For sure, no.
Doesn't say.
I just don't care still. I don't know.
That's wild to me. It hasn't broken out of any, like, you're not, like, I'm not watching it being like, wow, this is revolutionary. Yeah, the animation's incredible. The characters are cool. The character design's great.
It's all fine. It's all mid to me. It's like, it hasn't done anything. Episode 1 of Blue Lock, I almost teared up.
Fair.
And, like, that's what I'm looking for. Like, Blue Lock could have been mid where I'm like, oh, it's soccer. It blew me away. The fact that Blue Lock blew me away, I'm looking at other, what could be generic anime now and being like, you need to not be generic.
Yeah.
And this one's like too close to generic.
All right. Mid-season, we're 6 episodes in. Oh. There's now episodes of all of the anime we're going to be watching out. Power rank them in terms of where you're at in terms of enjoyment. Do you want me to refresh you on what we're watching?
No, it's Loser Ranger, Kaiju number 8, Demon Slayer counts now.
Yep.
My Hero and Windbreaker.
It's 5, yes.
Yeah. I guess Kaiju's top.
1.
Yeah, Kaiju's number 1. Demon Slayer and My Hero haven't had a chance yet. It's episode 2 of My Hero, episode 1 of Demon Slayer.
I mean, it was like 50 minutes. It was 2 episodes.
2 episodes of both. Yeah. My Hero's pretty good 2 episodes. Pretty good.
I can get there, but...
I'll do Kaiju, My Hero, Demon Slayer, Loser Ranger, Windbreaker. Which sucks because Loser Ranger really got knocked down and Demon Slayers wasn't that good. I'd say technically, like episode quote unquote 2 of Demon Slayer, slow as
which
hell.
That was the Hashira training arc.
Exactly. That's, oh, good. That, oh, sick.
Well, like it's not the entirety of it. Like okay, there's probably gonna be like one more episode of it, but the reason that they dropped a 50 minute episode of it is because.
Well, they do 50 every season.
Yeah, well, like, but they're also trying to, like, it's 9 chapters.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were just trying to crush through that, basically, and be like, they didn't want people to come back, like, see, like, one episode and be like, oh, more.
Yeah, yeah.
Hashira train, next 2 more weeks. So I think they're literally just trying to cruise through it and be like, all right, come back for us next week. We'll start with the Infinity Castle shit. All right, let's talk about Kaiju number 8 before we get to the big hitters here.
That was, like, watching Kaiju number 8 this week, episode 5 or 6.
6, I believe.
Episode 6 was my, like... Oh, this might be gay anime moment.
For who?
Mr.
Green Hair and Aoi?
Mr. I cross my legs in the bath and I have long, beautiful
purple
hair. Yeah.
Iharu and Lino, right? Or Reno.
Purple hair, like.
Purple hair?
Like light indigo, blue purple hair thrown back.
Oh. So you're talking red hair and green hair?
No. What?
Iharu has...
I just said purple blue.
Purple blue?
It's one man. It's a single man. He has indigo hair. He's friends with the dude who's supposed to be black.
Yeah, that's green. That's fully green.
What are you talking about?
You're not talking about Iharu. Iharu has the red pompadour.
What's his name? The green hair guy.
That's a really, really good question. I've been talking about him a lot recently, and I forget it. He's not that important of a character. It is Haruichi.
Oh my god, it's green. You're right.
Yep, Haruichi Izumu.
Whoa.
Yeah, fully green. I do not know where you got indigo.
I know, I was wrong. You're right. Him.
What about him? Him and
he's just effeminate.
Yes.
Not two people, but like, I mean, they're all bathing. They're all just being dudes. No. And like, you know, it was like not like a homoerotic shower scene, but he's like there with his little legs crossed and he's all dainty. And I'm like,
ooh. He's supposed to be like, he's like, he ooh. Reads much more like, I don't want to say twink because he's like twunk almost in the manga. He's twunky.
I like him.
And it's, he has this standing rivalry with Aoi. And it's like supposed to like, they are like, they're super, like they're like best friends and they like couple up and they stay together the entire time.
He's a cool character design.
Aoi or,
The Haruichi.
Haruichi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Izumo. He does have a really cool character design. He looks a lot better in the manga, unfortunately, but this episode, I'm either getting Stockholm syndrome or they're like cleaning up the art style or something. But I actually, this episode, I was like looking at it and I was like, I don't mind how it looks.
Yeah.
For some reason, I was like, this episode was like specifically the bathing scene where I was like, oh, like it looks better.
Yeah.
And I like, I don't mind the way, I think I'm just getting used to it. Yeah. That's probably what it is. Like you just get ingratiated to a certain style of art eventually. But they, if you were going to say anybody, oh man, I was going to say, it's so different for me between Kaiju number 8 and Windbreaker in terms of like how the male rivalries play. Like the male rivalries in Windbreaker, gay as hell. And Kaiju number 8, I'm like, no, these are dudes competing. Yeah. I'm like, because it's like, so Iharu and Reno are rivals. It's like the red pompadour guy and then the white haired dude are rivals. And then Haruichi
in a style in what? Anime.
The pompadour?
The pompadour in front of the eyes.
I love a pompadour. What? Some of my favorite characters in anime are. So in JJK season 3, we're going to be introduced to a pompadour character who's fucking awesome.
Do you like the fucking Hunter x Hunter one or Yu Yu Hakusho one?
You're talking about.
He's got like orange hair.
Yeah. Fucking, oh God, he's the best character in Yu Yu Hakusho.
That's my question answered.
What's his name? Oh my God, I can't believe I can't remember this. Yeah, there's a character in JJK who's got a Bulot from Akame ga Kill. Fuck, what is it?
Orange. That dude boos a lot.
Orange hair character. Yu Yu. Oh, Kuwabara. Yeah, Kuwabara. Yeah. I beat you to it.
We're at 74. Never been this high. Viewers, easy.
Leave. Don't leave. I'm practicing for my panel. Anyways, so yeah, no, I actually really did enjoy this episode. So I said, finally getting to the charisma of this IP. Because there's three antagonists in this story. It's kind of it's actually pretty similar to Black Clover in that capacity, where it's Kafka, Reno, and
protagonists.
Yeah, three. I'm
you
sorry.
Said antagonists.
I literally wrote antagonist when I was writing the note down too, and I was like, can't do that. It's protagonist. So it's Kafka, Reno, and then Kikaru. And now that we have all three of them, and we have the rivalries established between Aoi and Haruichi, the charisma of this IP is finally actually getting into play. And like, there's cool fights and all that. Like the establishment of Kaiju number 9, his resuscitation, the whole thing is like,
love him so much.
He's really cool, so design, cool. Really cool powers, gets way better down the line as a character. But what really to me drives this IP is the charisma.
Yeah.
Like the establishment, like of the rivalries between the characters and all that. So now that we're actually have that, and we can just build a story around these key, like these key characters. I'm so happy about that because there is three main characters, but Hoshina, you know, the bowl cut vice captain, is like
him.
The pseudo fourth main character, and he's my favorite character in the entire manga.
He's like the Kakashi, essentially.
Kind of.
Like, he's the mentor-ish.
Wait till you see his, like, so he's a close-up specialist, so he only uses blades, and it's fucking sick.
Whoa.
So Mina is a long range specialist and he's a close range specialist, so they like, feed off each other. So it like leads to the coolest fights down the line.
How do you feel about his design?
I don't mind it.
He
looks really cool in the manga.
Really?
Really cool in the manga.
You know what makes his design?
What?
His fangs.
His fangs?
Needs the fangs.
Needs the fangs?
His fangs. Are you kidding me right now? He looks like a skitty. He looks like a human skitty. Chat, I need you to confirm that he looks like a human skitty.
What is a skitty?
Pokemon.
Oh, gotcha. I don't... Oh, like these little bottom fangs? Those just look regular teeth to me.
Hold on.
What are you talking about?
What's his name?
Hoshino.
His top fangs.
What do you mean his top fangs?
His top fangs.
There's not enough top fangs in the manga.
Well, he does look crazy.
Do they give him...
Chat, does he have fangs, yes or no? Say yes he has fangs or no he has fangs. Dude,
This is him in the manga.
This is him in the manga with fangs.
That's hardly... That's just a wrap. That's wrap on teeth.
No, it isn't.
That's just like, that's like depth.
No, it's not. He's the only one with this.
Really?
Yeah. Chat.
I've never noticed this.
Edwin, yes he does. Fallen, very cat-like. Edwin again, human skitty. He has fangs in the anime, but he doesn't in the manga, says Pringle.
Huh.
Everyone agrees with me.
I never noticed, I've definitely never noticed fangs, but this is him in the manga. Like, his design is very cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So I love him. His entire arc is really interesting. He's got some really cool battles down the line.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's great.
You know what I need out of this show, though?
What do you need?
Reno to become interesting at all. I don't like him at all.
He gets a really cool arc.
My only beef with him, one, he looks stupid.
Can I?
Because of the anime.
Yes.
He looks better in the manga.
He looks pretty cool in the manga. He has what? Out of all the characters in the manga, in the IP, he has the worst character design, but he looks better in the manga, yeah.
And he just suffers from, like, South Park syndrome.
Yes.
Like, that everyone else does.
He looks like he's made out of paper mache.
Yeah. It's just disappointing with him because he's so obviously supposed to be this, like, Aki, Sasuke, like... cooler dude character.
He's much more similar to, like, the reason I actively compare Black Clover to this IP is because
he's like Yuno.
He's Yuno, exactly.
Even Yuno though is cooler than this guy.
Well, I guess the issue with Yuno is that Yuno starts off talented. Reno is like a generational genius in terms of talent. Like, he figures things out faster than anybody else.
Yeah.
But he starts at zero, so like he starts really low and then like he like catches up with everybody. Yeah. But like in terms of temperament. And in terms of the fact that there's three men, like, protagonists, it's almost exactly the same. Like, Kikuro is Noelle. It's like she comes from, like, a, like, royal blood, and they're, like, the entire world of, like, expectations is thrust upon her, and she has to rise to that claim, and it takes a lot of work. Reno is Yuno, where, like, he's this generational genius who figures shit out fucking automatically, but he's, like, matched next to this kind of idiot who's, like, granted a ridiculous amount of power that's super outside the normal bounds.
Yeah, I guess
of how
it
you
is
would,
Black Clover.
It is almost exactly
that's
Black
so
Clover.
Weird.
Yeah. No, a lot of people don't realize that, but it is almost exactly Black Clover.
Yeah. He has...
Not like in Trump. I'm saying that Kaiju number 8 stole, like stole their story from Black Clover fucking obviously, but in terms of how the main cast is created, it's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
So... very excited now, but like that's what I feel like propels Black Clover to the levels that it's at, because the side characters are so well written and they're so fleshed out that you're like, oh, this is a, like, I feel like I know all these people. It's like why people say that One Piece is so incredible. Outside of that, I said the soundtrack for this montage is wild.
Soundtrack always bangs.
It's
always rips.
There was a moment when they were doing like, I think it was a training montage or something, and it was the most like disjointed music I've ever heard in my entire life. I like barely, like, it felt like a stretch to call it music. I said kind of a nothing burger episode, but happy the chemistry is coming along.
Yeah, nothing episode for me. And I don't know what the chemistry will become, so it's only a nothing episode.
Yeah. Cool. You want to talk about, all right, which My Hero first? Or Demon Slayer? What do you want to do first? You want to talk about Hero?
Sure.
All right, here's my thing.
Oh, boy.
No. Like, I have opinions about the Stars and Stripe fight. I have opinions about the Stars and Stripe fight because I know what happens in the manga, so I'm in this weird spot because I know it's going to infuriate you.
Really?
I know it's going to make you really upset.
Really?
Mostly because it makes me really upset and you have stronger feelings about it than I do.
Yeah.
So My Hero, right? For those of you who don't know, we're talking about My Hero episode 2 and season 7,
yeah.
So Stars and Stripe, how did you feel about like her sacrifice, her battle against All for One, all that?
Loved it.
Yeah?
I thought it was really cool. Like, I was getting pretty hype when... So I thought it was pretty stupid for the first half of the episode, and I was getting annoyed because it was a ton of Shigaraki.
It's JJK level Yappany.
It's a ton of Yappanese, and it's a lot of Shigaraki. Like, something happens, and you're like, oh, nice, she got him or whatever. Like, she caught him. And then Shigaraki's like, good thing I did these 9 steps.
Yeah.
And it's
I activated my trap card. Yeah,
it's huge trap card nonsense. And I'm like, why is this writing garbage all of a sudden?
You know what it is? You want to know what he literally does? He just digs. Like, he just goes down. He was like, oh, missiles. And then he just goes into the ground. And he's like, I knew that she knew that I wouldn't be able to, this laser attack wouldn't be able to kill me because of my reflect quirk. So I had to wait for the exact moment that her laser let up. But before she was able to get the hypersonic missiles down to me. But if I dug down, I can only control my decay this much. And I decay too much. I go too deep. And I was like, shut the fuck up. You went away from the missiles. You Naruto'd yourself into the ground. You punched up. You gave her an uppercut.
To be like, I dug.
Literally, he digs. He digs with decay. And it's a 45-second explanation.
And I hate that he'll, like, say all that nonsense, and it's true nonsense. He's like, good thing I threw a Nomu as a distraction. And then he'll be like, it was a gamble, but it paid off. And it's like, shut up.
You didn't need to drive the Nomu. Like, even if you didn't send a Nomu out, she probably still would have punched the missiles into the ground.
Well, and then after, he's like, it's so weird, because then later he's like, all of a sudden, he grows wings, and then he's like, good thing I sucked the wings out of that Nomu.
The wing quirk out of that Nomu, which he just gets to explode also. Yeah. He just explodes it for some reason, and it's never really explained why.
Well, it's like, I hate the order that that information is in, because he's like, he does all that, and he's like, good thing I threw the Nomu, and then after, he's like, good thing I sucked the wing quirk out of it, and it's like, did you, like, forget to write that part 6 pages ago, and are just like, and now I'm,
it was like Horikoshi was like, oh no, he's in lasers. Who drew this?
Yeah.
Who drew this? Yeah, it's like, you did. You put him there.
Who's drawing?
Like, he just like wakes up out of a blackout, and he's like halfway through a chapter. He's like, fuck, it's due tomorrow.
I love the idea that he's like, oh man, this chapter is gonna be great. Where am I? Who drew this crap?
Oh, God, is Shigaraki gonna die?
Yeah, but like, it's like, it's so I'm making this up as I go, and it's so like, and then Shigaraki does this, and then it's this, and then he does this. So I was pissed at that. But then,
mm-hmm.
I got pretty hype.
Yeah.
Because she makes her quirk like...
Rampage.
Yeah, she's like, what's her quirk called?
New Order.
It's just like, New Order will destroy any quirk it, like, mingles with or whatever. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a little locked in.
That's pretty good. Because that's, like, genuinely clever. And genuinely a good use of her power. And it also helps that it helps get rid of something that I hate about Shigaraki, which is all of his nonsense. But judging by your face, no, it doesn't.
So... your favorite part about it is like, wow, Shigaraki probably's got like
a couple quirks.
A couple, like 1-2 quirks, right? Like, surely the number one American hero comes to Japan, gives her life while decaying, creates New Order to rampage against other quirks. We're done with Shigaraki just being I now have quirk because I want quirk, right?
Yeah. No.
Nothing.
No? What do you
like,
mean?
All right, like,
he lost reflection. He made a point of that, I guess.
Like, when I tell you, listen, I have a lot of feelings about this fight because the introduction of Stars and Stripes is incredible. It's a fucking 6'3", lat spreading 245 mountain of a woman riding in on a B-2 with a bunch of American pilots speaking Japanese. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
The fight lasts 3 chapters, maybe 2 in the manga. It is fucking done. And you're like, wow, that was crazy. At least Shigaraki's weakened.
Yeah.
Nope. Still, he's going to get in, like, 7 more fights, and in every single one of those fights, like, I think he loses Search and Reflect, and those are the only ones that he ever, like, feels as though are worth mentioning for the rest of time. For the rest of fucking time. Shigaraki, every fight they go into, they either have to bring Aizawa or Monoma, because they're like, he's got so many fucking quirks. And I'm like, well, then why was Stars and Stripes here? Oh, it's so aggravating. And you're just like, oh, because that is, when you read that moment, you're like, oh, wow, Stars and Stripes, great sacrifice. Fucking salute, Star. Yeah. Kathleen Bate, what a fucking American hero.
Manga spoilers for My Hero Academia coming in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, he lost 3 out of his 13 quirks?
Damn.
Good shit.
That sucks.
It's fucking stupid.
It's also stupid because it's like...
Somebody's, and I just know somebody's going to be in the fucking comments, but he actually lost. He lost four very important quirks. I've read the manga. Tell me whether or not every single fight moving forward against Shigaraki, did they need Aizawa or Monoma? Tell me. Because he still has so many goddamn quirks. And guess who's also still got all of his quirks and will get revealed eventually. All for One. Still has all of them. Fucking Kathleen Bate ripping into Shigaraki just infects All for One, who gets to unlock a maximum Uzumaki twice in the manga now.
Take it easy.
Fucking so stupid.
I no longer can contribute to whatever you're saying.
So fucking stupid.
The
manga's going to be done by like July.
Well, you know what else is kind of dumb? Is that it's like, why all this like build up and flash for this hero that was introduced an episode ago and is now dead? Like,
and also her quirk is gone.
Well, yeah, so it's like...
It's an arc. It's like a whole arc that means... Yeah. Nothing.
It's a two episode arc. Why wouldn't you introduce this character like a full season ago? Or kill Best Genist? Why is Best Genist getting fucking hours of screen time?
Mm-hmm. And then just like, he's like, oh, I'm holding my liver together with fucking denim strings. It's like, just die.
Just die, bitch.
Yeah.
And people will be like, my God, I don't think there's anything we can do anymore. And the sad piano's playing. And he's like, the threads of our lifetime. And I just want someone to be like, shut up about the clothes.
You have nine holes punched in your chest.
Shut up, Best Genist.
But yeah, no, fun episode.
Yeah, it was good though, otherwise. I liked her sacrifice. It sucks that it means nothing.
She's got such a cool character design. She's a dope character. Yeah. She's the strongest hero
in America.
On Earth. Well, listen, here's the thing. Everyone's like, oh, strongest hero in America. America creates hero culture in My Hero Academia.
True, she is... Definitely, she has the best quirk.
And they say, the number one hero on Earth goes, which, like disgruntled everybody else from going to battle against Shigaraki.
Yeah.
And then, like, it, like, pans to fucking the new version of Class 1A, and All Might's like, they got it. Like, and there's just, like, Denki is just stroking Igoro's tail, and he's like, these fucking kids, oh, we got it. Yeah. And you know what? In the manga, they're figuring it out, but I just don't get it. I just wanted better for Star. I wanted better for Kathleen Bane. I thought she was a really interesting character. I just wish that we could have gotten like more time with her, or like just like got her put in a somewhat compelling arc.
Yeah.
But like, I obviously like his, what does that say? Deku was amazing. You watch.
Denki, you watch your mouth.
I'm not saying that Denki isn't amazing. I'm just saying, you see Denki just fucking stroking Igoro's tail doesn't exactly incite confidence.
There's one comment that's fine that says Uzumaki flies out of Nick's mouth and Danny just, welp, I'm out.
Yeah, I mean it's a pretty good time to see yourself out of any conversation.
Anyway.
It was a fun episode. I mean it's a really good fight. It's one of the better fights in the manga. I wish it meant more.
I just wish it meant more. I love it conceptually. I love the idea that she is like, I love the image of her just thrashing the other quirks, like, in his being. He's
just popping. Ripping them out with her teeth. My favorite scene is when the nukes go through her hand. It just rips her off the plane and she directs them down. It's such a dope visual. It even looks, like, really good in the manga. Like, I know it's, like, impossible to read fights in the MHA manga, but, like, this fight, so clear, so well told. And I was like, oh, it meant nothing.
Did you see, I saw that in the manga originally, they had to update the Aizawa, like, leg cutoff scene. There was a version that maybe leaked or something. It was an original
version. Happened in the anime already?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so...
Last season.
Yeah, I'm so, like, I'm, like, reading the manga every week, and then I'm, like, I check in with the anime once a year, and I'm, like... And we've been in the war for, like...
Ever.
Like, three years. Yeah. It's been, like, 3 years of war, so I just don't know what point in the war the manga and anime in. I'm, like, is fucking Twice still alive?
Yeah, but... Yeah.
No idea.
There's so much crazy stuff.
Fucking Hawks gets lit on fire, and I was like, that was 8 years ago.
Yeah, Hawks gets fucking torched and also murders a person.
Yeah, just, like, cuts a dude down who's, like, kind of an okay person.
It's crazy.
Just, like, Hawks just kills a mentally ill dude.
It's crazy that Hawks... Oh, you know, we have a lot to get into with My Hero. So strap in, folks. Because it's crazy that Hawks just executes a guy, and the world finds out, and he's like... I'm sorry.
He's actively bandaged, and they're like, he's hot.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm gonna keep doing this.
I'll do it again. I'll do it again.
It's just like, A lot of people are angry, and I just want to come out here and say, I'm gonna do it again.
Listen to me. I loved the way that felt.
Oh, it was sick.
Have you guys ever murdered? Dude. Wowie wow.
Yeah, listen, I know you guys are angry about how all that went down, but you can't be mad about the fact that I killed him.
My fucking,
that's what you're mad about?
You're upset about? My dick hasn't gone down since. Yeah, oh my God.
It was sick.
Yeah. I think my doctor was like, literally, we need to get the blood out of here. It needs to go to your skin. You've been corked. I was like, I can't stop.
I will become a sea cucumber, yeah. You goddamn bitch.
We do need to talk about MHA because you've been getting fucking feisty online about it. What's the consensus been in your fucking one-man tirade against Endeavor?
It's pretty even, which is a good, like, I love
it's
that.
A sign of a well-written character. I will wow. admit, Endeavor is a well-written character in the fact that, like
I think there's
Aaron,
an argument
that he's divisive.
I think Aaron's a bad written character.
Really?
Just because people are dumb doesn't mean.
But you have to play to your audience, Dan. You got to play to your audience. That's my thing. I agree. Aaron is a poorly written character, and that's why I was like Attack on Titan Requiem. Oh, I was supposed to do an interview with them. I just remembered. I totally blew them off. Anyways, Attack on Titan Requiem rewrites him as a character and has him stick to his guns. And I'm like, that's a way better telling of his story.
Yeah.
But I'm like, at the same time, I kind of respect how divisive he is as a character because the majority of people are fucking stupid. You got to play to your audience.
I mean, it's like, not that, like, yeah, a character being divisive doesn't mean, I don't know. I don't subscribe to that. Like, it means they're a well-written character if I just can't even wrap my head around, like, the people who see one way. You know, like, there are divisive characters where I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, that's really morally complex. It's complicated. But then there are characters where a lot of people think something about them, and I'm like, I don't agree with you at all. I think you're entirely wrong about that. Yeah. Like,
here's my thing with Aaron.
I don't think they're dumb, but anyway,
specifically, Aaron, the split in the conversation is, oh, he shouldn't be killing all those people, and then there's like, oh, people are like, oh, he should. And it's like, oh, do you mount genocide against everybody on Earth when it's like your possible eradication is on the horizon, or do you not? And I think, while there is a correct choice, and genocide is never the answer, the fact that it is, the way that it's framed within the frame of Attack on Titan makes the conversation around that point slightly interesting, and Aaron is the focal point of that. I want to rescind what I said earlier when I said divisiveness means that a character is well-written and interesting, because to tap into what you said, like Rudy's Grey Rat is a divisive character, but I agree with what you're saying where I was like, oh, the other side is fucking dumb. Like, I was like, yeah, and like, that's not a well-written character.
Yeah.
Like, I can appreciate both sides of the argument for Aaron in the same way I can appreciate both sides of the argument for Endeavor. Well, but Rudy, people being like, oh, you don't get his character. I'm like, no, you just like a pedophile. Like, it's like, fucking, it's not that deep.
Yeah, well, so like, Aaron, I agree that the discussion of, like, you know, how do I phrase this in this very tense political time we're in?
We're talking about beating kids. That's that's never not been cool.
I mean, with Aaron and his genocide.
Oh, like, gotcha.
Because I was going to very flippantly be like, to genocide and to not genocide. I was like,
what do you do?
Now's not the time.
Yeah, it's fucking just like, that's a cut into the White House conversation every night.
But no, like Aaron's like, you know, the greater good of the planet versus like the greater, like, or just keeping humanity around, even though humanity will forever war.
Yeah.
There's definitely like layers to that. And that's a good like discussion. I think that's more like the theme of Attack on Titan being well-written and like provocative rather than Aaron himself being a good character. Because
that's fair.
I really think Aaron is like, the Olympics are fun, but like,
I don't care about discus.
But I don't care about the guy carrying the torch. And that's Aaron.
Yeah.
You know, like, the Olympics begin when you light the torch. Aaron's the guy just carrying the plot forward.
That's very fair. I literally said, I was like, oh, the conversation revolving around Attack on Titan is interesting, and Aaron being at the center of it is what makes it interesting, though he is the least compelling character in Attack on Titan.
He's either being, like, ordered around or fucking kidnapped.
Saved. Yeah, he's being carried by the plot and physically 90% of the time.
But anyway, with Endeavor, no, I don't think people who, like, agree with him are dumb. Yeah. I just, like, don't agree, which is like a fine thing to do. Mm-hmm. And I think he's like entertaining. I don't like dislike watching Endeavor, and I'm not like, oh, get this bad man away. Like, I love a good fucking complicated thing. And I
the way you framed your argument, I also find very interesting, because I never thought about it. You were like, oh, he's trying to make up by doing the thing he was already doing. I'd never thought of it like that. And that is, it was like, I don't think he deserves a redemption arc at all. You know, and like, if you want to believe he does, sure, go wild. Like, as somebody who suffered through the abuse of a father for the majority of their childhood, like, you don't give the, you don't, like, some people just don't deserve it. Right.
Yeah.
And so I find it very interesting when people are like, oh yeah, like, he deserves the arc. And I'm like, I get that. You can live that way. But you're right. The way he's going about getting redemption is just, oh, I'll punch him. I'll punch him. It's like, you were doing that for you.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing, is it's like a gambler who lost everything in his family to gambling. And is like, I'm going to make things right by getting them a house and rebuilding our relationship and rebuilding our life. What's a quick way to get money?
Yeah.
Well, I'm at the casino.
Already I might here. As well. Cards already in the ATM.
Yeah, and people are being like, they're like, he doesn't want redemption. He wants atonement, which a lot of people are confused on what the difference is. I was too. Redemption is like that everyone forgives you and it's all good and you figured it out. And you're everyone's a good
like,
guy.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, and atonement is like you just make things right.
Yeah.
And how people perceive you doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just as long as you do right by other people. But again, when's that gonna happen? When's that gonna start? He's like, I'm gonna buy you guys a new house that I won't live in. Move out of your current house. Yeah. What are you talking about?
You know, what's actually really interesting is, and you're not there yet in the manga, but there's a big firefight eventually. And it's the Todoroki family. And I'm like, it's supposed to be built in this way where it's like, oh, Endeavor, Dobby, and you know, Todoroki, all like oh, fixing our family kind of thing. Yeah. And then I'm like, if you like scope out even 1X, you're like, oh, Endeavor probably would have been the person who had to fight Dobby anyways.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, if none of this happened and like none of it came to light, a lot of people who are on my side are also like, he's not doing this because he feels bad for his wife. Mm-hmm. He's doing it because Dobby exposed his ass.
Yeah. Like, it's like, yeah, he's not like, he wouldn't be in the situation if he wasn't actively. It's like he was going out and be like, I was a bad guy. I lost one of my kids. Yeah. He was like trying to, on an individual level, like reach out to Todoroki and be like, hey, let's do this father-son thing.
Yeah, he did it because he became the number one hero.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of pressure. He didn't do it because he like, you know, walked by the like insane asylum that his wife was in and was like, geez, I fucked her up.
Yeah, he was like, today's the day. Let's go bring her flowers.
That's the thing, too, is everyone's like, he's getting atonement. He's going to go stop Dobby and put an end to all this. What the fuck does the wife care if he beats the shit out of their son some more?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he's done nothing to atone for his wife, who he drove to insanity.
She also just kind of reappears in the story later on and is like,
she reappeared
like,
now. Yeah, she reappeared recently.
Yeah, like she like retakes a role as the mother kind of. And it's like, he's just like, oh, hey. And you're just like, hey man, fucking clear out or something, you know, like just like, or like apologize or do something.
But yeah, so it's like, it's divisive because people think that he's like atoning and like doing his hero shit. I think the fact that he's atoning by doing his hero shit means that he's simply not atoning. It's not even about me being like, oh, he doesn't deserve forgiveness. That's not what it's about. It's, I genuinely don't think he's even trying.
Yeah.
If he was like, you know what? If I pitched this, I was like, if he were a civilian who caused all this, like he had no powers.
They would have killed him.
Well, if he was quirk,
he'd be in Tartarus.
If he was quirkless and like his wife had these powers and like his son was like still turned into Dobby because like his wife inherited or gave him the powers and stuff.
Oh, and he became a hero to stop
Became a hero to stop them despite not having quirks.
That'd be interesting.
That is atoning because that is risking his life.
Yeah.
That's like putting himself in danger that he wasn't already. Like if he was just a businessman and he's like, I'm going to be a hero. This is the only way to make things right.
I have to undo what I've done.
Then that's atonement right now. And that's why I'm like, he's entertaining, but people are like, he's one of the best redemption characters in media. And I'm like, I don't think he is. I don't think he's deep at all. I think his family and everything around it. I love Togashi, right?
Yeah.
Between
Togashi.
What's his mangaka's name?
Oh, Horikoshi.
Horikoshi.
Yeah.
Between the Todorokis and between Hawks' backstory, I love and very much respect that Horikoshi is going so dark and so, like, intimate.
Yeah, grounded.
Grounded with these abusive families.
Yeah.
And I really respect that. I love the storyline.
Mm.
I don't think this is some, like, literature ass like character.
I'm not as
arc.
Far on the spectrum as you are. I like your points that you brought up have made me be like, oh, definitely scooch further. But I do find him to be, probably just because the uniqueness of my upbringing, to be a very compelling character.
Yeah.
I still don't think he deserves redemption or atonement, but like, it's funny. I would have almost preferred if he looked at the Toya, like Dobby situation, like looked at him. And he's like, not like, oh, I need to get forgiveness from Dobby. Like, oh, I need to kill him.
Yeah.
I would almost more appreciate that being like, I fucked up, I'll fix it. Like that's that, I would find that more because it's just like, but it's not his arc, but I would find that more compelling as a character for him being like, I'm like, that's on me. I will wear the burden of my choices alone and I will fix this.
Yeah.
But I will fix the unfixable by taking him out.
Yeah.
I would find that sick.
I think that's sick too. I find him compelling. Like, I find him very entertaining. I love all of the stuff going on with him. It's just very funny to me that he is seeking redemption and atonement the way a 12-year-old would think you would do that. And that's why it's funny to me when people are like, this is so next level and deep. I'm like, this is him being like, I punched him too hard and now I gotta punch him harder.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I thought you were weaker. Like, what am I doing? Yeah. So I mean, listen, I'm also kind of in some hot water right now.
Why? What'd you do?
I
is it slime? Isekai?
Yeah.
I knew it.
I'm a little hot water.
I bet you were fucking crazy with that TikTok.
I know. Listen, I let everybody know. Listen. I got on TikTok and I said Slime Isekai season 3 sucks, and I stand by it. It's not fun. And then I realized something about myself. I was like, oh, I just don't like world building. I just don't like world building.
You should do a follow up TikTok because all the comments are people being like, I thought this guy liked world building. I think it'd be so fun if you were like, you know what?
I don't. I really just don't. Like, I think there's so many compelling ways to build a world.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's so many fun, interesting, like, do it. Like, it's, I always come back to this reference, but like, Tengen explaining his musical score ability in a mid-fight, right? Mm-hmm. Like, using the visual medium to, like, actually build out, like, him as a character and his abilities. You can do that for world building. Like, there's incredibly well-built worlds that are interesting, compelling, but also never lose a step. Hunter x Hunter does a fantastic job at it. Like, Hunter x Hunter builds a world. They're like, oh, we need to get beyond the V6 countries. We need to get to the Dark Continent, all while being like, and we're gonna build this lore on a trip to the Dark Continent. And it's not gonna be like, oh, it's not gonna be like, the problem is, the way that Slime Isekai is approaching it is like, it's just them talking. Yeah. It's just 12 to 20 minutes of uninterrupted fucking yapping between different people being like, that country now doesn't like this country because we did this in this country and we're moving. And I'm like, this is just politics. I have enough of those. Yeah. I do that. I do scroll till 2 a.m. And I'm like, I'm commenting watermelons on shit. I don't need to see fucking Rimuru being like, oh yeah, fucking Eurozania's capital now needs to be moved. I'm like, show me.
Yeah.
Be there.
Yeah.
Put boots on the grounds in Eurozania. Like be like, oh, there's still skirmishes in that area. And like, build the story. Build a story based off like actions.
Yeah.
Don't tell me. Show me. If I want to be told, I'll read it in a fucking book. And so I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, people are, oh, the fucking buddy doesn't like world building. And I was like, I guess I don't, because the same thing happened to me in Overlord. The same thing happened to me in Rising of the Shield Hero. I was like, every single time an isekai is like, we gotta build this world out. I'm like, no, you fucking really don't. Like, you can.
Yeah.
But do it through action.
Yeah, I think.
Everybody's trying to make their fucking universes AP US history nowadays. I'm like, fucking, like, I'm here to watch a slime fucking bounce on the titties of an elf demon thing and then absorb a dragon and kill an army.
You, first off.
Thank you.
You are making such a beautiful argument, and I love it. I'm very proud of you. This is very astute and literate. Terrary.
Thank you. nothing reads more literary cherry than not saying the
you
word correctly.
You are popping my literary cherry.
Yeah,
let me tell you.
Baby.
But I just wanna, you know, I'm gonna English teacher you here because you have this beautiful, almost carved brick of marble. And I think
Dong's got to be a little smaller.
Dong's too big. Yeah. It's a schlorn.
Yeah. And you, a small penis in ancient Greece meant big brain.
Main big brain.
More blood, go big brain.
I love what you're saying. I think you shouldn't, because I really want you to do a follow up TikTok. Mm-hmm. I can't. I haven't watched Slime Music Guy. I can't throw my hat in this ring, but I agree with you so passionately.
Yeah.
Here's what you need to do. Don't say you don't like world building, because you clearly do. Your hard thesis is the show don't tell.
Yeah.
Because from what you're explaining, yeah, like, you do love world building. You talk about it all the time. You love it in One Piece. You love it in Naruto.
Yeah.
And, like, those things do world building well, because it's like, hey, we're going to explain, like JJK... I'm trying to think of, like, instances specifically, but, like...
Well, the existence, when JJK is, like, the existence of the Death Wound paintings is told through the medium of Esso and Chechisu, like, and, like, okay, and that gives us perspective into Kenjaku's backstory, which is the brain-switching thing.
Well, when Geto goes to that village that has those two cursed spirit girls, like, locked up, and they're not actually cursed spirit girls, that's world-building. It's like, this is how villages treat people... who are weird. Like, they find scapegoats for their curses, and they burn them, and then also it's building on Geto's character building.
What turned him evil.
Yeah, exactly.
On the wake of the loss of a friend, right? Yeah.
But all of that's engaging, because not just him sitting there telling it to you, you see those girls in the cage.
Yeah.
And then you see his decision, which is the exterior shot of the city, and then it slowly burns, and then you hear the screams.
Yeah.
And so you do like world building. It's just, if it's a bunch of people sitting around telling you
it's
shit.
It's the laziest way to do it.
It's not world building. It's exposition.
Yeah.
That's like, and so many shows, like One Piece is literally famous for feeling like an adventure. Because characters are learning things as they're doing things. Mm-hmm. They're experiencing them. They're not getting told this
There's no expo dumps in One Piece whatsoever. It's like literally just like, there's never a point when a character has to sit around and explain their abilities for 35, 45 seconds. It just happens. And you, like, as you watch Luffy be like, oh, it's a Logi type user. Like he's like battling a, like, Kizaru. And he's like, oh, he's a Logi type user whose body is made out of light. So he's super fast. And he, like, can make, like, you know, like ornament hockey, like swords to battle against Rayleigh. And it's like, okay, cool. While the cast is figuring this out, I'm figuring this out. Yeah. Also, I'm figuring out the dynamics between, like, all of these people right now. Dark King Rayleigh still got a ton of strength. Why is he not a pirate? Oh, it's because he was with, you know, Gold D. Roger. It's like, so, like, building out, I just feel like telling is so lazy.
Yeah.
So lazy. And it's like, oh, how else do you want to get the information? Like, the war just ended. Like, go on the ground. Do individual, like, little side quests with characters. Place them places. Like, it's just so, and everyone's like, oh, it's like kind of like Overlord Season 4. I was like, I dropped Overlord Season 2 because they were doing this exact same fucking thing.
If you want to, like, because from what you've explained to me, like, a lot of it is like, something happened, and now it's all the different nations being like, here's what the other nations think of us, and this and that, right? Roughly?
Yeah.
And so, if you want to do that in an interesting way, you have the characters, like, go into towns in, like, other countries, or their own country, or whatever, and they go into towns, and you go into a bar, and you hear characters, like, just chatting about, like, the event that happened, or, like, saying racist shit about the other country, and, like, you find out what they feel by interacting with, like, the people and going on missions and stuff. Like, that's just an RPG, baby.
Yeah.
That's literally what a
role-playing
game is.
Collect the papers off the ground, do a little bit of light reading, and move it forward. Like,
well, you just, like...
You go into a fallout shelter, and you see, like, skeletons on the ground, and, like, people nailed to the wall or something, and it was like, oh, science ran this... science ran this shelter, and it's like, you find it, like, by doing a little bit of research, but you can also just read it out by looking at it. And, like, you have to get there.
Yeah.
It's yeah, no. So fucking that was gonna be my best boy. My best boy was not me. I'm getting yelled at. All right. So you want to talk about Demon Slayer?
Oh God, yeah, I guess so. More. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, there's more.
All right. Yeah.
Maybe we won't do the game this week.
Started exceptionally strong.
Yeah.
Outrageously
love a little strong. Love a little Igoro. What is his name? What is I literally have a statue of him right there.
No idea.
Sanemi and
I forgot you had this.
Snake Ashura. It was given to me. Yep, Igoro. I'm fucking nuts. Open eye.
They made this so prematurely. This character. I mean, the manga's
been done for like literally 6 years.
Yeah, they like never make statues on just manga. Yeah, look around.
I mean, all of this.
There's. I mean, other than Berserk. Berserk's like the only one.
That's fair.
You don't see any like kingdom statues, you know?
Yeah, like a fucking, what's the one about the samurai that everybody,
Vagabond?
All the worst people you know are like, my favorite manga, what's on? That and 20th Century Boys, don't talk to me about fucking, don't talk to me about your shonen, you fucking, fuck off. Fucking
not the 20th century boys.
Yeah, fucking.
It's so funny. I tried so hard. I tried so hard to read 20th Century Boys. It's so boring.
It's just fucking
monster kicks ass.
Monster fucks.
I said monster cucks.
Cucks everything else.
Yeah, monster rules. 20th Century Boys. I like don't fucking get the hype.
So many seinen are just like a bunch of people get behind it and they're like, this is high fiction. Yeah. It's like, dude, they're just 30 and they're talking about being sad. Shut the fuck up.
But yeah, you're not seeing any statues of like goodnight pun pun, you know.
Oh, that'd be sick. I have seen Toilet Bound Hana. No, that is the anime now. Right? Now it does, yeah, you're right. Yeah,
for a bit. Yeah. For like 4 years.
Really? Yeah. Jesus Christ. All right, Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer. We talked earlier about like how they strategically are like cramming like this arc.
Yeah, the first Usher training arc. They're trying to get it all in like one episode, yeah.
They like the beginning of this episode was so smart because I was like full gear, like, oh, that's right. This is my favorite anime.
Like they did that wide pan shot of all the demons inside of the castle. And it was like Igoro and Sanemi standing in the middle. And you're like,
it was awesome. It was so good. The fight was great. I love when they like find the Infinity Castle.
There's never been a moment where they went into the Infinity Castle and I wasn't like, oh, this is not the dope. Like, this is the dopest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, every time they've ever popped into the Infinity Castle, I was like, conceptualizing this in an animated form is probably the most difficult yet beautifully done thing I've ever seen. Because it is literally an infinite space castle that is a 360 oscillating place that's controlled by a woman with a fucking banjo.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's so cool.
Biwa. I'm sorry. I forgot the name of it.
Nice. There you go.
That's
all right.
I got an extra
battery. All right. There you go.
Rimuru. Bring him back, baby.
I love them discovering the Infinity Castle.
Yep.
And being like, what the fuck was that? Yeah. Was so...
Because what the fuck? Could you imagine? Could you imagine chasing, I mean, like, objectively, you're chasing a demon with a sword and you're fucking firing wind slashes and tornadoes of blood, but like chasing after a dude and he just jumps downstairs and you're like, oh, everything?
Yeah,
that'd be
just
wild.
Jumps downstairs and then jumps downstairs and then jumps downstairs
and then jumps upstairs. Yeah.
But like, that was such a like, oh, we're in the end game now, bitches. Oh, yeah. Like they found the spot.
Yeah. That is the entire, yeah. So my first note was like, oh, the entirety of the Hashira training episode in the first episode, that would be awesome. And I'd forgotten genuinely how beautiful Demon Slayer is. And I think that might be because there's not a lot of things this season that blow me away visually. Like MHA is, it's good.
It's all right.
It's fine.
Yeah. It fell behind everyone else.
It did. Yeah. It's like, I feel like MHA actually might look worse than it did 10 years ago.
It might. I was wondering.
It might actually look worse than it did 10 years ago. And that could just be because the goalposts have moved. Or, like, I mean, people are like, oh, the animation isn't good as it used to. And, like, when you look at, like, what MHA has done with their movies, like, if you see the work that Nakamura does in, I believe, the second movie, and then the third movie when Deku's just, like landing all the punches against the Reflect guy, you're like, oh, this is what it could look like.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, my God, this is ridiculous. And you look at, like, the recent seasons, and you're like, I don't know if it's getting worse, but everything else is getting better.
Yeah,
so like the fucking goals have changed. And then like Windbreaker is probably the only anime that actually gives Demon Slayer even close run for its money. But like, they didn't even do, here's my thing.
What
they
are
didn't
you even talking about?
It's just like the fight choreography is very smooth and very like orchestrated. Like you can tell they blocked out real action. Like, like the fights are awesome.
I don't know. It's no God of High School. It's no, it's not JJK.
Of course
like,
not.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like that thing is like, if Windbreaker is our fucking Windbreaker.
If Windbreaker has no fans, you are dead.
Oh, I'm fully like, gone. I'm fully gone, dude. I've been riding or dying
my
with this
God.
Thing. But like, bringing like that's why I'm like Demon Slayer made me realize I was like everything else looks like shit.
Yeah,
I was like and I don't know why. I don't like. I think it's the way that they shade. The shading is fucking incredible. Like the nighttime scene is so convincingly done with like blues, blacks, and like grays, and like the building of the castle, and then like the fighting itself wasn't even all that impressive.
It never is.
Like
it's just swords. Yeah. Like it's no cool choreography. It's just like effects. You want to know what it is? Genuinely, Demon Slayer has the single best CGI in all of anime.
Yeah.
Because almost all the backgrounds are constantly CGI.
Mm-hmm.
Like almost all the backgrounds, except like during fights. And it just, they blend it so well that Demon Slayer just constantly looks great. Mm-hmm. But it's because it's like an 80% CGI show. Like that's genuinely. Crazy. Yeah. I like noticed when I was doing reactions of the last season.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there's a lot of, like, pausing and stuff. And other than the fish, like, just the background, so much of it is CGI.
I never would have noticed.
Yeah, you don't notice. It looks great.
Like, without, like, actually taking a microscope to it, I never would have noticed.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Yeah, it just looks great.
It does look so good.
It's almost, like, always the night stuff. But if you'll remember, like, almost probably 100% of Demon Slayer's fights happen at night. Except for Hontengu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Hontengu is like at the dawn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're right. Like almost all of them happen at night.
Oh,
yeah.
Because of demons.
Of demons. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. I could have told you that. Mm. But even when I also think I love the art style. I just love the art style. And when they get silly, when they're just like, you know, like I think, well, the character design's cool. Like Inosuke's in a war mask. Zenitsu's got like blonde hair, all that. But like when they get silly and they do like the small eyes, the big
they're
eyes.
They're so good at
everybody gets
silly.
Simple. It's so well done and so well placed. And the colors are so vibrant in contrast to like it usually being dark. And I think they do that. They walk that line so well. Like they mute the colors except for the sword styles at night. It's like the sword styles but like are meant to illuminate the night.
Yeah.
And then the daytime is so like tonally and like color contrast wise different from the nighttime that it like sets its actual precedent. Like when the sun's up, you feel good. You're like, oh, we're safe.
Yeah.
Then the sun sets and you're like, oh, shit is bad. Immediately shit is bad. And so this episode, you like the first, like episode one's really good. Episode two of this like 48 minute block is literally just
nothing.
Nothing.
Just
and
nothing.
They're not even training Inosuke, Zenitsu, and Tanjiro. It's training a bunch of no names to like up the lowest level of the Demon Slayer core.
You missed the end credits are them training. Oh. Inosuke and Tanjiro and stuff.
Nice.
But it's like, I like Tengen. I like one-eyed Tengen.
It's the rhinestones on the eye patch is iconic.
I love.
We're also going to see a lot of those cosplays.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I love a redesign.
If you're 6 foot and into anime, I can guarantee there's going to be a Tengen out
there. I mean, we used to see Tengens all the time anyway.
Yeah.
I love a character design evolution. Like it's so cool that he uses the same thing. Yeah. Consequences. Maybe.
Yeah. You love consequences.
I love a consequence.
You're going to actually, if you like consequences, you're going to like MHA.
Good.
There's some consequences.
Yeah, it's been consequenting for sure. Everyone's getting scarred, which I like.
Yeah.
It's like what you pitched to me JJK is, where it's like all the characters are starting to look different than what they used to.
And I love that that's becoming the standard.
Because
like they should be fucked up.
Yeah.
Naruto should be like 90% scar tissue by the end. Like every single, like the fact that like every single time, like if you weren't able to like reverse curse technique it perfectly, like you have a huge scar.
Yeah.
And like, we'll get to it eventually, but like Maki gets like super scarred and she looks sick.
That's like one of my beefs with Demon Slayer. I was like thinking about it recently where I'm like, people are getting stabbed.
Mm.
People get stabbed in anime all the time.
Yeah.
And Tanjiro's scarred to hell. You missed it in the end thing, but he has shirt off and he's fucked.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Where are Inosuke's scars?
Both Inosuke and just Inosuke actually. But yeah, where are Inosuke's scars?
Mm-hmm.
One, he should absolutely have one.
Tanjiro should have a scar on his chin too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're getting stabbed in two visible places.
Mm-hmm.
to not be scarred. And I don't like that.
Like, Tanjiro gets straight up punched through the bottom. How the fuck do you heal that,
Eddie? I know. How is he not talking with a lisp?
Yeah, like,
or like a split tongue. He gets a That'd straight cool.
up knife through his jaw.
Yeah.
Like, that's not something you bounce back from in a weekend.
No, for sure. So, yeah.
It was fun. But yeah, it was a fun episode. We're probably like, I'd say we probably have like a half episode left of Posture Training, and then we're straight into Infinity Castle, which is going to be huge.
So
I love that we got to, what's her name? The demon that they're inviting to the mansion. I love that we got to that part of that.
Yeah.
She's huge. Massively important. Her work with Shinobu was awesome. What do you feel about Giyu?
What about Giyu?
Well, what do you think he's up to?
He's up.
Do you think he quit?
I don't know. I don't care.
You don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah, you were like, I hate... Physically, we were watching, you were like, I hate Giyu. Yeah. And I was like, wow.
I don't give a shit about Giyu.
You know what I hate to tell you right now?
What?
Your community's favorite Hashira is Giyu. I'll tell you, listen.
Hey, guess
the
what?
The M&Ms out there love Giyu.
Guess what?
What?
I know.
Yeah.
This is not a popular take of
mine. Love Giyu.
Yeah. He just looks so boring. And you know what? It's just an oversaturation of water breathers. Tanjiro's a water breather. His master was a water breather.
The ghosts were water breathers.
Yeah, the ghosts, the little foxy boy.
Yep.
He's a water breather. It's boring.
Yep.
Wake up.
You're canceled.
Grow up, bitch.
I got water everywhere.
Yeah, we got wind breathing. We got this. Also, fuck this manga.
Unpack it. Unpack it. I know exactly where you're going.
Shut up, this mangaka.
Yeah.
All of the special effects, all the powers are just powers. I'm so sick. Shut up. I'm so sick of this stupid, dumbass, senile ass, dumbass bitch being like, oh, the effects are just for us. They're just using sword techniques.
Mm-hmm.
This wind-breathing bitch.
Tsunemi.
Tsunemi. Tsunemi D's nuts.
Oh!
Fucking made a real tornado.
Yeah.
And then, and I know what you're going to say, you're going to be like, he can do that because he's a fucking X-Man.
Yeah.
The snake guy turned his sword into a snake that ate a bunch of people.
What?
Yeah, bitch.
No.
Yeah, bitch.
No.
Yeah, bitch.
No.
The blade of his sword turned into a snake.
The blade of his sword is not a snake. It's a kukri knife. It's look it. He's holding it right there. Can you see his blade? It's twisted. It's in his left hand.
And it turns liquid?
No, it's supposed to attack in a snake-like manner.
Shut up.
He also, snake breathing is called snake breathing because he's blind in one eye and he can see and communicate with his snake who helps him see and sense things.
He talks to snakes then.
He does talk to snakes.
So what the fuck? They have powers.
Only that snake.
Shut up.
It's just that
snake.
It's only the white
You're
snake.
You're just as bad as that senile
bitch. Listen, I'm not saying that, because like, listen, obviously Rengoku like creating a fire lion or a fire dragon that attacks from seemingly a distance and that being like, oh, that's a sword attack. No, it's not. Fuck you. The whole thing, fuck you. I'm right there with you. But what? Tsunemi focuses entirely on offensive output. Wind breathing is wildly offensive. That's why Tsunemi's covered in scars, because there's no defense in wind breathing. So he's the strongest outside of Giyome Hashira. And so he can generate cutting air currents.
Who's Giyome?
Giyome is the blind one.
The crying one?
He's the stone Hashira. He's like 7 foot, 340.
I thought Rengoku was the strongest.
No.
Oh.
God, no.
No. Send this other guy then.
genuinely, yes. Like, fucking, where? Like, everybody's like, everybody, every single one of the Hashiras fully admits Giyome, strongest Hashira. Hey, man, go outside. Stop fucking praying. There's people dying. Yeah. What are we doing? Anyways, Tsunemi can like create a like cutting air currents, and he's the only person who can actually use the ability that their thing is named off. You are gonna hate who's any two fights in the Infinity Castle, though.
What is it? Fucking,
I'm just gonna...
What does Zenitsu kill the main antagonist, whatever his name is?
Oh my god, could you imagine? Fucking Muzan? Yeah, Zenitsu's just like, fuck. I guess the Kimetsuno was the Yaibas we met along the way.
I guess this time, Kimetsu, yes.
Your Yaibas commits, did.
Yeah. Yeah. I've just committed Yaiba.
That's me. I'm the demon slayer, baby. Yeah, no.
I love for that where Tanjiro's like doing his final thing. He's like, Himo cut. Himo. Himokami Kagura.
I thought you were doing a bit. I was like, I'm going to let him get this bit out. And I was like, no, he's just struggling. It's just 9 p.m.
I'd love Tanjiro to be like, Himokami Kagura. And then like a white flash passes him. Mm. And then Muzan's head just falls off.
But also, and, also Tanjiro also like falls in half. And
Zenitsu just turns around. He's like, oh, I did it.
I got the guy. Oh my God. Oh my God, I guess he can't stop me from getting Nezuko anymore.
But yeah, you know what sucks? Demon Slayer is,
anime.
Yeah. Fuck. Boy.
Your content? God, I hate it.
Wow.
Fuck you.
Wow. At least I like world building.
Hey, stop pausing the video. You heard about just letting it breathe? All right?
You heard about just pirating?
Yeah, fucking. Yeah, listen, if we start posting our shit on Kiss Anime, you can stop posting.
But it sucks because Demon Slayer is like my favorite anime, but it has some bullshit and I hate that it has some bullshit.
Love to hear about that.
Like Tanjiro getting Ultra Instinct last season where he's like, I almost drowned. And so every time I almost drown, I become stronger.
He has so much plot armor. He is like an insane amount of plot armor.
He has so much, which sucks because he used to just be like fucking, it used to be like themes and technique that won him things. And now it's like, well, his heartbeat would be 200 beats per minute. And
102. Also, Moichiro's explanation will never not piss me off because he's like, oh, I knew my temperature was above 102 because after the battle, I got my temperature taken and it was 102. And I was like, that's not indicative of what was going on in the fucking battlefield. Like that means nothing. It means nothing. So stupid.
I hate that. That's some bullshit. That's some like every now and then you'll get like some of the worst writing you've ever seen in your life. Like that, like Inosuke moving his organs.
Yeah.
Like him being honey badger like, so he's immune to poison.
Yeah. He's like, I was in the mountains, so I'm immune to poison. I was like, all right, man. Yeah. I don't know how often you interact with demon poison.
What? Like, what's going on? How can this be like the best anime and also the stupidest? This must be what being an Attack on Titan fan feels like.
Pretty. Have you considered?
Yeah.
Have you considered that when you saw the animation 30 seconds in, both you and Daniel were like, "Oh, I do like Demon Slayer." Yeah. It's the neural response. It's monkey like eating a banana and just like, "Oh, pretty."
You know what? I'm like not afraid to admit. I don't know. It's not carried, but boy, if this looked like Windbreaker, it wouldn't be as good. Because what? Windbreaker doesn't look good.
I'm fine.
Planted my feet against you.
It's fine, you know?
Yeah, but it wouldn't be like, people wouldn't care as much. And you know what? I say the same about
that
JJK.
That shouldn't be a controversial opinion either. Like, hey, good animation makes an IP better.
For sure.
Fucking, whoops.
It's the thing you look at.
Yeah, and everyone's like, no, it's a story. What story? Demon Slayer's a fetch quest. It's a fucking fetch quest, all right?
Yeah, I think it's like the best. It's what it is, incredibly well done.
Oh, yeah.
Story-wise. Like, I will defend the story. But I think, like, Daniel and I were talking about this the other day where it's like, I also think JJK is one that's carried by its animation.
It certainly helps. I'm not going to say like fucking, if fucking Sukuna versus Maharaga wasn't one of the coolest things I'd ever seen, I sure would have walked away from the Shibuya incident and been like, that was great. But I wouldn't have been like, oh, that's the best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like I was like, it's transformed through its animation. Yeah. And it has to be. It's a monumental project with a ton of money and a ton of backing. Like we've seen so many projects fumble their animation and then just, see you later. Oh, yeah. The fucking One Punch Man swept the nation getting a live action movie. Hasn't got a new season in 6 years because season 2 didn't look good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, you love the IP? Watch it when it doesn't look good. Look what's happening to MHA. Season 5 doesn't look as good. Season 6 doesn't look as good. Where's the fandom?
I know. It's season 5 was like boring as fuck too, though. Season 6 was
bad timing.
Good.
Yeah.
Season 6 was good.
Didn't look as good.
But it didn't look as good. I think that's a testament, though, because season 6 was still, like, the fandom left, and they're all like, it looks bad now, and it doesn't look as good. Mm. But the story was really good.
Yeah.
I think if, like, season 3 of Demon Slayer came out, and the animation, like, dropped,
yeah,
to looking like Black Clover or something, I'd be like, what happened to my show?
That's another great example. Black Clover is like one of the most popular mangas of all time. First 100 episodes, the adaptation, it was like, they were like, oh, we're doing it weekly. And they couldn't keep up like with the art style. And then like, they're like, oh, we fumbled this.
Yeah.
And then it had to go on hiatus because it caught up with the manga and everyone was like, oh, this looks awful. Like if there's a legitimate gripe against the anime and it's looks based,
fair.
Read the manga.
Yeah.
Like just simply read the manga. For you know, sure. And that's going to drive people away from the anime every single time.
Yeah.
Stupid. But yeah, no. I mean, it's fun. It's great to have it back. All right. I already did my best boy. Do you have one?
Yeah. I finally read the first chapter of... What's the one with the lizard head?
Dadon.
No.
Not Dadon.
It's a name like that.
Yeah.
Durara?
Durara. Nope. Duro. Nope. No, No.
It's something like that.
No, yeah, we're right on it.
Oh, man, what is this called?
Doro.
Just read the first chapter. So fucking cool.
Yeah.
Unbelievably punk rock.
Yeah.
It's so cool. The premise is so cool. The premise is... It's in a world. There's two worlds, essentially.
You know there's an anime?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I will never watch it. CG. It looks bad.
It doesn't look good.
Yeah, that's what I hear. And the manga looks spectacular.
Yeah.
Very cool. It is, there's two worlds, essentially. One of, like, sorcerers and this, like, grimy fucking slum area. But the sorcerer world is also punk rock as fuck. Like, both worlds are grimy as hell.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is that sorcerers will pop in to Grime City via Monster Zinc technology.
Just doors?
Doors.
Nice.
They got a whole factory of doors, and they pop in.
New fake doors.
Yeah, new fake
doors. new fake doors, baby.
They pop in to experiment on people, like to test out their magic.
That's crazy.
So they pop in. They're like, I'm taking the wizard entrance exam. I need live subjects. Pop into Grime City.
Nice.
Fuck up some people. Pop back out. Main character, I don't know his name, is this big lizard guy.
Yeah.
He's got the head of a lizard and he's ripped.
Mm-hmm.
And what he does, he goes around, he finds wizards and like catches them physically and then he bites their head, but not enough to bite it off. And then there's a man like in his throat, like a human man's head. And the human man will look at the guy and be like, you're not him. And then the lizard will unbite the person and go, what did the man inside tell you? And then he'll go, he said it's not me. And then he'll kill them. And so he's looking. He doesn't know who that guy is. He's like, is it who I used to be? He didn't always used to be a lizard. It's like, is that who I used to be? Is that the person who turned me into this? Who is that guy inside of me?
Crazy.
And he's looking for the sorcerer or something connected to it.
Mm.
Isn't that the coolest fucking thing?
That's such a creative premise.
That's
like
so
those kinds of stories make me really happy because I'm like, oh, there's creatives out there.
Yeah.
I'm like, who would think of that?
It's so like engaging.
Yeah.
That's so intriguing is the word I'm looking for. Yeah. It's awesome. First volume, not first chapter. I read the first volume. Super cool.
That's my like Sabuki Bisco where I'm like, this makes me happy that somebody just got this outside of bounds.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, it's
actually
awesome.
I might pick that up. That sounds fucking awesome.
I'll bring it when I bring Gachikuda in.
Oh, yeah, when I'm just like, you're just like pouring manga on me.
Yeah.
Speaking of new fake doors, we watched the Rick and Morty anime first look.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a transition.
Thank you. I try.
How do you feel? Weird, huh?
Weird.
Yeah.
Just weird.
Here's how I feel.
Okay.
At least it's made by Japanese people in Japan.
Love that.
That's good. Not out of like a PC thing where I'm like, oh, don't appropriate anime. I'm like...
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, oh, don't support...
Japan?
Oh, Dan Harmon?
Oh,
which
no.
Which one's the bad one?
Justin Roiland. No. I mean, like, I'm not like, oh, like, we should make... anime style stuff in America because that's literally just what like Blue Eyed Samurai
it's the most
is.
Limp dick take on the internet. the Japan can do it. Fuck you.
I know.
Go watch Blue Eyed Samurai.
But the fact that it's Rick and Morty when they're like, we're making an anime, I'm like, fuck you, shut up. Don't like pounce. It was the stupidest idea on every angle.
Yep.
And the one thing I can respect is that it's at least actually an anime.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was, like, literally the same studio was just like, all right, we'll make a B team. Make this look like an anime.
And, like, put it in Japanese. Just get some low-level voice actors on this. Nobody's going to fucking tell anyways.
Yeah, I didn't even think they would make it in Japanese.
Japan will watch it? Are there big... Are they Rick and Morty fans in Japan?
I'll answer your question with a question.
Okay.
What do you think the tone slash vibe is going to be?
It's got to be... like Psyche K-esque, right? Because the first look, for those of you who haven't seen it, is there's like a big ship invading an alien planet. Somebody shoots down with an RPG. Morty standing on top of like a rock. Some alien child's like, he did it. And then Morty becomes like a superhero on that Earth, which is like a very Rick and Morty thing to happen. Like Morty's having a great time. Rick will pop in and be like, fuck you, we're leaving this planet. And Morty's like, no, I don't want to leave or something like that. I don't... why does it exist? It's already an animated TV show.
Yeah.
Is this for Japan or is it for weebs who wanted Rick and Morty to be more anime-like, right?
I don't think anyone's ever been like, this already animated cartoon
needs an animated cartoon?
Yeah. Here's, I guess, One Piece fans, but because it's getting remade.
Yeah, but that's because the original isn't
from 1902.
Great. Yeah, yeah. It's like, not great, you know?
But like, I want it. I almost want it to take itself crazy seriously. Like, I don't want it to be
a deep dive into like the lore they've hinted at for like the last 8 seasons.
That would be the funniest thing they can do. Mm-hmm. Is if it's like
Mobile Suit Gundam level fucking serious.
Yeah, if it's like Code Geass, like, or here's the tone at the very least that I want. Yeah. I would take Mob Psycho because real Rick and Morty is like. Silly but serious.
I
don't want it to be One Punch Man, which is like just goofs. I'm sure somebody cries at some point in One Punch Man. Don't fucking at me.
I mean, no. Don't listen. If saying One Punch Man is a comedy IP is not crazy.
Well, but like Mob Psycho season 2 is borderline no longer a comedy. Mm-hmm. Like they do jokes, but it's like when you hard get- action and hard drama.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what I'd be into is if it like is funny and it is silly.
Kaiju number 8.
Yeah. I just think the darker and sillier the darker and more serious it is, the funnier that will be.
Like if it's like 86, there's like racial dichotomy. Yeah, that'd be fucking crazy.
Cause it's like that, like Rick and Morty isn't like a stranger to drama, but to do an anime that's like Odd Taxi or like just some goofy, silly, like craziness. I've seen the first 10 minutes of Odd Taxi. Don't at me.
No, I was going to say, I was like a wee bit Odd Taxi fucking podcast here.
Don't fucking at me if it's intense.
Yeah. They're just like, yeah, what do you mean? It's like 3 essay episodes. What do you, goofs.
But like, if it's like, I don't know, if it's like a spy family, like, we already have Rick and Morty.
Yeah, that's my thing. Is it for Japanese people or is it for...
No idea.
And also, I feel like Rick and Morty, like, who's... In 2024, are you guys still watching Rick and Morty? Like...
I know. That one's, like, dying, too.
Is that a weird take? Like, I stopped watching Rick and Morty when I was, like, 21. I was like, that's enough, you know? Like
30 years ago?
Yeah. It's like fucking 1902. I was like, okay, cool. I at a certain point with Rick and Morty, I was like, this isn't as deep as it thinks it is. And I was like, that's enough.
That was my beef. I've been going at hell of a boss with this too, where I'm like, at some point, Rick and Morty stopped being a hard comedy. Yeah. And I'm like, fucking, like, stop trying to impress your parents.
It's the worst guy. It's the worst guy you know's like, oh, this is more intellectual than you think it is show.
It's the thinking man's comedy. Yeah, like,
no, it's not. No, fucking, it's not.
Yeah, just like, it's like.
Oh, because Rick gets therapized one time? Like, chill out.
Like, comedies. Like, it was always cool when they would, like, drop a dark episode out of nowhere. Then, like, season 4 onward, Rick and Morty wouldn't shut up about how, like, traumatized Rick is and how like intellectual this show is.
And they're doing
is.
Like Beth timelines. Like, you were a bad father. It's like, do interdimensional cable again. Shut up.
It's the most shut up show. Go back to being funny. Smiling Friends fucking puts out season 3 and it's like,
oh my God.
And it's like fucking like Charlie goes to therapy and there isn't a single laugh episode.
He's trying to smile. Like Charlie tries to get his smile back or something. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
Fucking get the dancing dude again.
Yeah. Anyway.
You want to see my iconic victory dance?
Yeah.
I don't do it for free.
Wimbley, yeah. Ew.
All right, I'll do it for free this time. Ew. Anyway. Love Wimbley. All right. Do you have a fucking... Do you have a flashback?
Again?
No. Flashback.
No.
That brings me, Danny, to our favorite part of the show, Love Letters, where we pull our live audience for a question to answer. If you guys want to watch us live, become a member over on YouTube or on Patreon for $4.99 or $5.99 a month. If you want to be Team Nick or Team Danny, and you get 2 additional hours of Nick and Danny content a month on top of the ability to watch us live and get the podcast 2 whole days early. So Daniel, do you have a question for me? Chase Lellen asks, what's an anime ability that you think you could use better than the original user?
There's no reason an earthbender should ever lose a fight.
Okay, elaborate.
There just simply isn't. Anytime I see an earthbender, Toph included, enter a fight, and their first move isn't to just drop the ground beneath their opponent and then crush their ankles.
Go further.
What are you doing?
Also, like, that's, it's been clearly established that earthbenders can do that multiple times, because, like, Toph or other earthbenders will just pull other people into the ground.
Toph will just suck a dude into the ground it's nothing.
Suck a dude.
Toph will just straight suck a dude down, and she's not doing it enough.
Yeah.
No one's going to like this video anymore.
got it. No, and it's so crazy, because, like, you see, like, an earthbender, like, lose to an airbender or something, or, like, a firebender. Yeah. It's like, hey, man, that slab of earth isn't getting melted by red flame.
Yeah.
Like, just like, oh, they're always, like, popping, like, squares up and pushing them super slow. Hey, man, make a bullet.
Dude,
make a bullet. Just Aang, like,
you remember when Aang makes bullets?
No.
Aang fights Ozai, and there's a moment in the season finale or series finale. Aang, like, levitates a rock, and then he does some of this.
Yeah.
And then bullets come out of it, and he shoots it at Ozai, Ozai just barely dodges.
Yeah, more of that. Like, so much. Here's this slow moving giant catapult of a rock. No, man, make a 50 cal rock and punch it.
I would utilize every bending style better than any given bender. Do you know, waterbenders should just be ripping water out of people like it's nothing.
But wouldn't that be blood? That's bloodbending. Do you think we just have water flowing through us at all times?
Do you know how much of semen is water?
No.
98%. I looked it up before we started this question. 98% of semen is water, Nick.
Just like mid-battle.
Yoink! Why'd my dick explode? Because I'm Katara of the water tribe.
Well, how much of blood is water?
They should be able to, well, sweat, though. Still, you're just secreting water. What if, like, your opponent, you work up a sweat, just freeze the sweat on them, make little spikes.
Oh, of course. No, I mean, like, waterbending, like, there's way better ways to go about it. Like, you could just bend somebody's eyes out.
You can just fucking...
Your eyes are mostly liquid.
If you ever are like... Anytime I see a waterbender, like, whip a dude in the chest with, like, a stream of water, aim for the mouth.
Yeah.
Aim for the nose. Drown him. Mm-hmm. Just drown him.
You could for sure do that.
Yeah.
If you don't even have to blood bend that much, if you can just blood, like, bend enough into their throat, you're good. You're good. Like, airbending people, the air out of people's lungs, that's never done. Absolutely should be all the time. It's like... Fucking, you can't breathe. See you later.
Yeah.
Firebending is the only one that you can't really use better.
They're doing their best.
It's just...
They're doing their best.
It's not a winning element. I'll tell you that right now.
It's wild that they chose firebenders to be the ones winning the war.
That's why they had to build tanks
and airships. It's engineering.
Yeah, it's literally... It's not firebending.
Yeah.
It's just the Industrial Revolution.
You know, now that I think about it, it's kind of smart that the weakest benders... are the most technologically savvy, because they'd have to be.
Yeah.
That makes sense, like...
Meanwhile, they made, like, Ba Sing Se in a day, and they're like, yeah, we're probably good, right? And they're like, yeah, no, we're totally good.
They just did, like...
Yeah.
All right, everybody, move in.
We need a neighborhood? I'm sorry, I forgot.
Yeah.
One more. I'll move the wall. Fuck yeah. I'm like, obviously.
Damn. I don't know. Chen's got an open floor plan in his place. I'm thinking about just tearing...
Is that wall load bearing?
I just kind of want to tear this
like a whole house claps. Like, oh no, 10 more minutes of work. Whatever will I do? God, like you, like there's literally, is there homeless people in Avatar: Last Airbender? If there is, earthbenders are complicit. Oh, you can't fucking pop a dome up for somebody real quick that'll be there forever?
That's so true. No one should be technically homeless.
No!
What are taxes like in the Earth Kingdom, right?
Am I going to pay for this land? Yeah. If I could all steal yours, what are we talking about here?
Just rip it up, walk away with it.
And like, it's crazy because the Earth Kingdom is the most like city-like. Like they have like, they all live in cities. Yeah. They're like technically the least connected with the spiritual world because they live in big old cities. Yeah. And like, that's why whenever there's an Earth like avatar, they have like they have to basically divin the way to find them. It's like take a quadrant, half it, take a quadrant, half it.
Yeah, it's weird discovering
an Earth Airbender. This is all in Kiyoshi's book, if you're ever curious. It's why they get the wrong avatar.
They do like a weird narrowing system where they just like chip away at parts of the city. And it's really weird and mathematical. It's like almost JJK.
And then like, so they actually get Kiyoshi's neighbor instead of her, who's older, and she goes off to like train as the avatar and like destroys her life. Yeah, read the Kiyoshi books. They're very good. If I had to take a character's powers and use it better than them, Momo, Createy. Yeah, she just in the manga, the last chapter, made a railgun.
I was going to say, anytime she doesn't just make a gun, she's complicit.
She's being
a villain.
There's a really cool moment where like, there's like this giant Avengers Assemble thing happening in the manga right now. And she makes a railgun. I'm like, how long have you known how to make the deadliest weapon in the human arsenal? Yeah. And I'm like, what are we doing here? Make a gun, like just like, or a big gun. But I'm like, all right, first off, I get that she wants to be a hero. That's fine. But like, she's making nets. She's making like goggles, like infrared cameras, all that. Listen,
there are heroes who just shoot guns. Yeah, their power is just guns.
He's there.
Yeah.
Like, keep
him. He has no excuse.
Keep him loaded. And then it's like, oh, like,
be his sidekick.
And it's like, oh, Denki needs more electricity. Make a battery. Make so many other things. And she gets sidelined for God knows what reason. But if I'm her, guess what I'm studying? A fucking $100 bill, and I'm riding off into the sunset. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
The way that she's not a counterfeiting op, like, she's like, I get, oh, she's a hero, or whatever. Okay, man, give them to the homeless. Like, just go around and hand out gold bars.
Just destroying the economy.
Just destroy the economy. Who
what
cares?
A hero. How heroic.
Oh, no, everyone's, like, go do good. Like, yeah,
just go around. That's my thing about Endeavor, and it's just like, these heroes, and you see some of it. You do see some heroes just doing civil service, like the lamer heroes. Yeah, Createy, go to like a homeless shelter, just make food for people.
Yep, make beds.
Make beds.
Like, it's not like she's not on the battlefields making a like actual change. Yeah. She's not. Like, there's never been a moment in the MHA manga where I'm like, oh, thank God Momo was here. Yeah. If anybody's doing civic suit like duty, it's Momo.
You know how you nerf that? You know how you fix that like plot hole?
Mm-hmm.
Make her stuff rot. Because it's technically organic. Because when you said counterfeit, I was like, I wonder if they scan bills to make sure it's not like fucking living matter.
Yeah, it's like not like a 15-year-old girl's lipids.
Yeah, there's not DNA.
And it's like the slurping sound of pulling one out of your wallet. Yeah. It's like, sorry, it's hot out. My money's sweating.
Make her shit have like a 2-day expiration, you know?
I like that.
And that way she's not a horrible, horrible person. Mm-hmm. Also, when you said Momo, we were just talking about Avatar. I thought you meant the lemur.
The lemur?
Yeah, and you're like, I would use that dude's, I wouldn't follow shit.
Flying ears?
I just hang out.
I can fly around with my ears? Yeah, I'm gone. See you later.
You think I'm ending up in the goddamn desert? I'm finding berries.
Yeah.
I'm fucking chilling out, max and relaxing, all cool.
No one's going to take him out for, you know, being a part of the Avatar's party. Just go live your life somewhere, man.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right, that's all we got, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for checking in for another episode of Otaku's Anonymous. We got one more episode until we are live in Houston, Texas for Memorial Day weekend on Comic Blues. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you guys want to see me and Danny possibly piss, shit, throw up, or cry, please come on down to Houston. It's going to be great. And we're going to have our game figured out by then, probably, maybe. We're going to see what approach we go with. It's either, you know, crash and burn, never get invited to another panel again, or figure our shit out. We're probably going to go with figure our shit out. But until then, guys, we will see you next week. I've been Nicholas Connor, also known as NC Hammer 23, also known as the Weeb Commander, and Daniel.
I've been Danny Mata.
Cool. We're going to go to bed now. Bye.
Yeah, good night.